Now, a special WPTL sports presentation. It's Fisk of Black Bears basketball, and tonight the Bears host North Anderson High School. It's senior night. Let's go live to the Bears Den right now with Terry Shin and David Stiles with the call.
Welcome to WPTL 920 AM. Here live with David Stiles, and as always, Terry Shin. Another wonderful week is drawing to an end, but again, we find ourselves at the gymnasium ready for another fabulous high school matchup between North Henderson High School and Pisgah High School.
Something special today, David. Not only the clock readjusting itself, we thought we were going to have tip-off in about 2 minutes, and the clock kind of fooled us here. It went back to 8 minutes and started ticking over again. But this is senior night. This is the final home game of the 2011-2012 season. So it'll be senior night. We'll look for a lot of starting seniors, which is not a stranger for the Sugar Bear lineup anyway. It's loaded with seniors anyway. But it'll be senior night. We'll have a recognition of seniors. I'm not sure if that's going to happen between the games or at halftime of the boys' varsity game. We'll have to wing that as it goes.
I think it's going to happen right before the beginning of this game. They usually have the little presentation right before the start of the girls' game. This way that there's no abrupt interruption between the night where, you know, the boys are out there on the court for their game. I think they just start it, get it over with. And
so you think it'll be at the beginning of this game?
I think it'll be at the beginning of this game. If I had to put my money on it, I'm not a betting man, so.
Well, folks, welcome to Doubleheader Basketball on WPTL. Terry Shin here, and David and I were kind of just rambling a little bit because we were kind of surprised. We thought tip-off was in a couple of minutes, and David was even laughing a little bit right there at the beginning of the broadcast because all at once the clock went back to like eight or ten minutes and started ticking over again. So we've got about 5 minutes now before the starting lineups are introduced. In the JV contest, David, you were here for the girl JV game, and I was here for the boy JV game. All of these games started with North Henderson at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I didn't see the girl JV game. What can you tell me about that?
Well, JV girls still very poised to win another conference title this year. Still haven't been beaten, and that goes back to previous year. They hadn't lost a game last year, and then the year before that, I think they only lost 3 games, and three of those were very early in the season. So they've compiled a very long winning streak, and if I had to put money on it, I'd say it's up in the 50s by now.
Maybe they're trying to surpass the UConn women's record there a few years back when they won like whatever it was, 50, 60 games in a row. David, you've played in recent years. You played for Pisgah, what, 3 seasons ago?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 3 seasons ago. So recently, I'm going to put you on the spot here. But if you're on a team that has won 15, 16, 18 games in a row, you're closing in on the season, you got postseason tournament play coming up, do you feel that it might be good to lose a game to know what that's like? Or do you think keeping that winning record intact is something that will actually be a boost as you go into postseason play? What do you think as a player?
You hear this talk all the time when you're in college basketball where it's like, well, it's good to lose one. It shows them that they're not invincible. And you hear it in high school basketball as well. But I think in this setting, in the high school setting, first, your mind is solely on your conference championship. That was always one of our goals. We always had goals, and they rank from like most obtainable to what is hardest to obtain. And conference championship was always in there for basketball. And so I think to win a conference championship, you've got to win most of your conference games. And right now, this is conference time. We're in the heart of the WNCAC. And after tonight, I believe, who's left to play? Smoky Mountain Brevard,
and that's it.
And that's it. And then you've got the conference tournament. So if you're the downright conference champ, That says a big thing. And then you've also got a boost going into the conference tournament because you'll be the number one seed in that tournament.
Well, last week, I think Tuscola, Pisgah, and Franklin were in a three-way tie for first place. They all had lost only one conference game. Tuscola beat the Pisgah Sugar Bears last week, so that should put them ranking number one. I'm not sure what Franklin did.
I don't know what Franklin did, but if I'm the Sugar Bears right now, I'm feeling very poised. I feel like they are peaking at a good time here in the middle of conference play, and I feel like they can make a good run deep into the playoffs this year if their perimeter keeps playing like they are, which in that Franklin game and in this Tuscola game, they came out and played very well. If you mix that with good interior play from Almond and Lewis, I think the Sugar Bears team can be very hard to beat. And they can be a real contender to go deep into the playoffs this year.
And, you know, come postseason play into the sectional, I look for the Sugar Bears at least to win two or three games into that, if not even surprising some people and going even deeper.
Well, I mean, they have a good record right now. I think they've only lost, what, three games?
Four games.
And so it's... Four games, I mean, that's not a lot of games. They're a 16-17 win team right now. And if you've got a good record like that, you're going to get a higher seed. So I expect them to get at least one win because they're going to get a home playoff game. And that's something that you always wanted as a player because you want to have that home playoff game at home because that means you don't have to travel. The other team does. They're coming into a hostile environment, especially if you're playing here at Pisgah.
So in the conference tournament, we found out last week that it's going to be in Brevard this year. But the first round of the tournament will be a home game for the higher seed. And the Sugar Bears have got to be a higher seed.
Higher
they're going to be number one or two in the conference, so they're bound to be a higher seed. So the first conference tournament game should be home for the Sugar Bears and probably home for the Bears, too.
I think if you're at least a three seed, you're going to get a home playoff game. One, two, and three, you'll probably get the home playoff games. And so, like you were saying, that's probably going to be a toss-up between Franklin, Tuscola, and Pisgah on the Sugar Bear side. I think on the boys' side, I think Pisgah and Smoky Mountain, and I want to say Franklin, but I'm not sure. Probably Tuscola as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
Tuscola too.
Possible two home games in conference for the Black Bears, boys and girls, and then possibly if the Black Bears finish in good standings in their conference tournament and in the conference, the boys, they can have also a couple home playoff games on their road to state.
Well, let's pause for a break. We'll return to pregame here on WPTL, and tip-off should be just a couple of minutes away. When we return, you may be listening to the national anthem, so enjoy that. But right now, I'll remind you that you're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Things are really buzzing around MedWest Haywood, MedWest Harris, and MedWest Swain. It's all about Buzz B Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Buzz B Wellness is the new wellness mascot for MedWest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for MedWest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at MedWest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
beautifully done there by a senior at Fisgah High School, Sawyer Leatherwood. And we welcome you back. You are listening to WPTL 920 AM. And along with you always is Terry and myself, David. So,
and Tim Hodges, producer, engineer extraordinaire.
Yes.
Back at the mothership. Yeah.
And looks like we're going to meet the starters. And looks like I'm wrong. I lost the bet. They're not going to do the senior night ceremonies right now. They're going to probably do them at the...
Yes, you owe me your paycheck for the next year and your firstborn child. So
My life away.
We thought the seniors would be announced for senior night, but it looks like that's not going to be the case.
And looks like the starters for North Henderson are being called out. Looks like we've got number 14, Joni Petrie. Also number 21, Ellie Caldwell. And looks like number 34, Meredith Israel. And number 31, Cameron Pryor. Tall young lady. Also a sophomore, 5'11". And then Katie Bird, number 33, 6-foot senior center for the Lady Knights. And not a bad team. They've got three guards, two post players. Normal setup there for a regular basketball team. And I expect to see the same starting five almost for the Sugar Bears.
Well, we've got a lot of seniors on the starting five anyway. I think what do we have, four seniors usually. Let's see the seniors that come out. Well, we're going to have a sophomore come out.
Sheridan Presley, sophomore. Superb sophomore, as I like to say. She plays very well. Also good from the free throw line. Makes good decisions with the basketball. Another good guard, also in a junior, Taylor Gallion. He's been playing well as of late on the perimeter. And our first senior tonight, number 10, Micah James, senior guard also for the Sugar Bears. And the other senior in this starting five, the left-handed post player of number 13, Kristen Allman. Usually very good defensively and offensively. And number 33, Mariah Lewis. So
it looks like Coach Holloway is kind of looking by the traditional tradition of starting a senior squad here on senior night, because he started the usual five and we're leaving a few of the seniors on the bench, which is okay, but that's it's kind of been tradition to start the seniors.
Which everyone on this Sugar Bear team, they do see a lot of minutes. He does use his bench very well, I think. But again, like you were saying, going a little bit against tradition here, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No. Change is good. We were talking about that off the air just a little while ago. Mariah Lewis, who has, you know, kangaroo legs, and she's going to need them tonight because she's going to be jumping against 6'1" Cameron Pryor. Tall drink of water, Pryor, for North Henderson.
So yes, sir.
We're at center court, tip off, and it's controlled by Pryor. However, Presley's right there to step in front of it for Pisgah, so the Sugar Bears will have a chance first on offense as it goes deep into the corner to Gallion. Lobs it back over to James, quickly around to Presley. She'll drive up strong to Gallion underneath, knocked away, but picked up by Lewis. Well, the Knights in a zone, and it's proving a little bit of a problem for the Sugar Bears so far. Not finding anybody open for a shot. Gallion's open from three. Nope, not there. Presley will take it from three. It's a little bit short, and the rebound is going to be Lady Knight.
It's good possession, Hal. Good possession, though, by the Sugar Bears. Very patient. They got a good look.
Yeah, well, they eat up about 40 seconds on the clock there looking for an open shot. Finally, they take a couple perimeter shots and a steal by Presley on the other end. Right-handed layup is good by Sheridan Presley.
And immediately, Pisgah's going to go to this trapping full-court press that they love.
It's man-to-man as it comes in to Caldwell, I believe. High dribble as she gets across the timeline to Israel. To Petrie now. No, that's still Israel with the ball. Looking for something on the baseline, but the Pisgah man-to-man is not allowing that right now. And there's going to be a travel call. Good pressure by Micah James, pressuring Caldwell. And she takes a step, and Pisgah gets it back on a turnover. Kind of a quiet gymnasium here. The Lady Knights didn't bring a lot of fans from down in Apple Country. Pisgah has the ball. It's going to be a push by Presley. Now to Almond. She'll drive it up. Left-handed scooper. No good. Gets her own board. Has to struggle to keep it, and it's back to Micah James outside. Bounce pass. Shot by Galleon is a little bit short, and the rebound pulled nicely by Katie Bird for the Lady Knights. Looking at a little deficit here, but not much. They've yet to score. It's 2-0, and Presley with another steal, and again, a layup is good. So both Pisgah field goals have come on steals by Sheridan Presley. 4-0. Lady Knights struggling here early on as they get across the midline. Pisgah tried to squeeze Petrie as she went across the line, but she got through. Petrie trying to thread the needle and gets the ball down low to Bird, or Israel. Israel with the left hand dribbles out of a double team. Back to about the half court line. Galleon just all over her with the hands. Not a foul, but just pestering her, you might say. Now a shot by Pryor up close is good.
Pryor using her height advantage on that one.
On the other end, it's Micah James with a shot that's way off the mark, but that's because she was fouled. Foul on 33, that's Bird. First foul, first whistle of the game at the 5:17 mark.
He's going to run out by 2, 4-2.
Free throw is a little wide from Micah James, the senior. Second free throw coming. Almond and Lewis, as usual, in the rebounding slots. No rebound here. This free throw is good. And it's 5-2 ball game, and Pisgah still pressing full court. Lewis putting the pressure on, but it gets into Israel. Now Petrie underneath, wide open. Somebody missed a defensive assignment there. It's Bird, and Bird misses the bunny, and it's rebounded by Pisgah. Here come the Sugar Bears on the run, 3-on-3, and they slow it up and get it to Micah James at the point, and she'll try the offense. Oh, she finds Lewis underneath, bobbles the pass, keeps it, and travels before she gets the shot away.
Good idea there by Micah James. Lewis had her woman sealed. James threw it right in there, just hard pass to handle.
Galleon tries to steal the inbound. Not going to get it away from Petrie, and it cross-court it goes to Caldwell. Caldwell lobs to Israel, puts up a little shot, partially blocked by Galleon and picked off by Lewis, and here comes Pisgah the other way. Bounce pass underneath to Micah James. Nice pass from Presley. I tell you, Presley's either scored or assisted in all three buckets so far. There's time out on the floor. A short break coming up right here. You're listening to Pisgah Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Welcome back. We are live here at the Bear Den on WPTL 920 AM. And for our internet listeners, WPTLradio.net. Pisgah up right now, 7-2 with about 4:24 left to play here in the first period of action. As play commences, North Henderson has the basketball.
Finding trouble with the Pisgah guards jabbing Bianca Burnett in the lineup. Shot from outside, a little bit strong by Caldwell. Rebounded, though, and missed. Shot missed by Pryor. Pisgah pulls. It's Almond out to James. Leanne Waite, a senior, also in the lineup right now, to James. Outside to Almond at the high post. Bounce passes low. I didn't see Caitlin Hanna also in the lineup. We got three new faces.
It's a senior starting five right now for this Black Bear squad.
Burnett to Waite. Finds Hanna underneath, and she finds Almond with a left hand. Good.
Beautiful pass there by Hanna. Those three defenders collapse down on her on that weak side block. Almond came right across. Pass, easy layup.
You know, I found Hanna all season very solid with her passing. 3:31 to go. Pisgah with a big lead here, 9-2. Lady Knights struggling. I remember Pisgah handled the Lady Knights pretty easily down in Apple Country. Looks like they're doing the same thing here so far in the first period. Blocked by Hanna as the attempted shot by Pryor was no good. 9-2, Pisgah on the run here. They find Hanna open underneath, and her layup is easy. And Pisgah's tall ones, the trees, are having a good time.
was a good pass by Micah James. She was well out beyond the three-point line when she made that pass. Zipped it right in there with a good, clean bounce pass.
Pryor around the horn. Shot from outside by Caldwell. That's Petrie. And was it good for three?
It was. Pisgah now up by six, 11-5 with about 2:42 left to play.
It looks like she was right on the line. It was either way. And Almond with a right-hand shot. You don't see that a lot. And it's a kind of a hook shot on the left side, and it's good.
Pisgah doing a good job of attacking this Lady Knight 2-3 zone. Almond got right in the middle of it and put in a nice-looking layup.
Another three attempt. This one no good by Israel. Pisgah rebounds. Here come those Sugar Bears looking up at a 2:19 mark on the clock. Wait to Almond. Back to James, fakes a three, steps in front of the arc, puts one up from two-point range. It is not there, rebounded by Israel. She'll bring it across the timeline, and it goes over to Petrie. Her shot from three range is good.
Two in a row for Petrie.
13-8, Pisgah still with a lead, though. And it's James and Almond outside, looking at Wade deep in the corner. Probably outside of her range, and it comes back to the point to James. Burnett now. For Almond down on the right wing, finds her, but nothing there, so it's back to James again. Wait, fires a three from just about straight away, misses the mark, rebounder, and here, and Pryor underneath, they find Caldwell. With nobody on her defensively, and Caldwell puts up the easy bunny shot on the other end. Minute 18, and the Lady Knights on their way back. It's 13-10. Pisgah lead down to 3.
Didn't they lead 10-2 there a while ago? That was, they had an 8-point lead.
Was it 10-2?
Something like that.
Caitlin Hanna, again, using those long arms, finds pay dirt on the left. She's got 4 points. And a steal, and here's Hanna with another shot. And she's fouled. A couple of free throws coming for her. Didn't see who had a hand on her. Looked like Israel, number 34.
Pisgah's doing a good job on this 2-3 zone. They're attacking it from behind. Hanna, all she did was she got in a little bit of a window right there where that zone was between those couple of defenders. And the defenders can't see her because they're looking at the ball. And so all they have to do is just pass it back there. She's right on the block. Easy layup.
Brooklyn Gallion and Presley back in the lineup. Second free throw is good. So Hanna got both of her free throws, and she's a leading scorer for Pisgah right now. I don't think I've said that all season. It's 6 points, and they're traveling, called on Pryor. So another turnover for the Lady Knights, and Burnett will inbound for Pisgah. Looking for Wait. Nope, she's covered. Let's find somebody else. Find Gallion outside the big loop. She tries to cross-court pass to Wait, and it's picked off by Petrie. And Petrie's pass is knocked away, but last touched by her. It will be Pisgah basketball, so that's another turnover. I can remember like 5 turnovers already.
They have 6 turnovers overall compared to Pisgah's 2, and there's only 37 seconds left in this period.
17-10, Pisgah with a big lead still here, but it was cut to 3 just moments ago, and the ball comes to Gallion outside to Presley. She'll square up for a set shot. No good. Knocked out of play. Last touch by Hanna for the Sugar Bears. Daphne Hill in the lineup for the Lady Knights, and Hill will inbound. Gets it into Petrie. Petrie in a little bit of trouble. Gets it back to Hill. Brings it across that timeline. Squaring up as Pryor. Set shot no good, and there is Hanna for the rebound pull. 15 ticks on the clock as Presley across the midline. 10 seconds now. Burnett in the corner. Somebody will have to fire shortly. We're down to 6 seconds to Hanna. Is she aware of that?
Oh, she finds Wade right with a 2-second mark, and Wade scores from down under. That was a good job by Leanne Wade. She got right behind that middle defender in that 2-3 defense. As soon as she came out onto Hanna, popped it right in there. Easy layup for Wade.
We were talking about Hannah's passing accuracy a little bit earlier. We'll break right here. We'll be back for the second quarter start in 30 seconds. This is Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area single stop locations: Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We are here live at the Bear Den. You are listening to WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina. And we welcome our internet listeners as well. Thank you for typing in the URL WPTLradio.net. We welcome you. Pisgah right now up by 9 at the start of the second period. North Henderson with a basketball.
We got two Galleons, Brooklyn and Taylor Galleon. We got triplets, if you do not know, on the Sugar Bear team. And right now, Lady Knights with the ball. Standing outside is Katie Bird. Didn't hear from her much. Prior. Kicked into the backcourt. That means over and back, another Lady Knight turnover.
Seven on the night already, and there's still 7:31 left to play here in the second period.
Yeah, this is a little bit late in the season to be turning the ball over so much. Pisgah inbounding to Presley. She fires from the free throw line, missed the shot. Galleon trying to wrestle the ball away from Pryor Petrie, but Petrie gets it across the timeline with a toss over to Sargent. Down low, they try to lob, but there's Lewis to knock it away. They tried to lob one down under to Cameron Pryor, and Lewis was there to knock it into the wall. So, Lady Knight ball, 7-11 remaining in the first half. And now Galleon knocks the ball away. That's Brooklyn Galleon.
And Coach Holloway right now has a young squad in for the Sugar Bears, and I think that's a very good idea. He's trying to get everyone some playing experience together, as the two Galleon sisters are in there right now, along with Sarah Johnson.
Sarah Johnson, a freshman in the lineup. Here is Hill, Daphne Hill, goes to the high post, shot put up, bounces in and out of there, shot taken by Bird. Presley comes out of the pack with the loose ball, 6:53, and the ball's to Galleon. Galleon to Presley. Presley trying to find Johnson open, but it's taken away, and looked like a carry there, no whistle. That should have been an obvious carry there, as Petrie has it. Now a fake, and Sargent steps back, finds one of the ladies in black underneath, and Presley just steps in front of the pass, takes it out of the hands of Hill. Here come those Sugar Bears. Down deep is Taylor Galleon, lobbing it over to sister Brooklyn. Brooklyn changes her dribble. Little scoop of a pass to Presley. Spinning shot is good from 10 feet straight out.
Still full court pressure here by the Sugar Bears.
Presley with 6 points. Hannah also with six for the Sugar Bears. Shot put up and in. The set shot made it look easy. Katie Bird, her first field goal for the Lady Knights. Galleon puts on a fake, marches to the paint, launches one with the right hand, no good, and rebound Pryor. Lady Knights, and stepping in front of her pass is one of the Galleons, Brooklyn. And she steals and scores for her first bucket. 23-12. Largest lead at 11 points for the Sugar Bears. They led only by three in the closing minute or two there of the first quarter, but they've really put the hammer down here in the first couple of minutes of the second quarter. Steal at half court. This time it is Taylor Galleon. Passes it down to Brooklyn Galleon, her sister, and a little sisterhood thing there. And the score is once again good, and Brooklyn Galleon has scored twice in the past 30 seconds. Timeout. Another break coming your way, too, from some of our sponsors. This is Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Bojangles presents It's Bowtime, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bowtime instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese. All on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, it's Bowtime.
Welcome back Pisgah on a 6-2 run and a timeout by Coach Rhodes, the head coach for the varsity Lady Knights. And Pisgah leads right now 25-12 with about 5:16 left to play here in the second period. And the Lady Knights with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 turnovers already in this contest. And a lot of those leading to Pisgah points. I know Sheridan Presley, 2 steals with 2 buckets. Taylor Gallion with a steal and a bucket. And then Brooklyn Gallion with a steal and a bucket. So really turnovers translating to Sugar Bear points here for the Lady Knights.
And that's really the difference as the timeout is over and we're back at action here. Israel gets a little pass over to Caldwell. She has it jabbed, but nope, not taken away. And she finds open Pryor, but Pryor misses what looked like an easy shot way over the basket. Rebounded. Presley is on the run for Pisgah. Stops at the free throw line, fires, and hits from the free throw line, but it's good for two, of course. 27-12, Pisgah lead. 4:47 remaining in the first half. And another steal by Presley. That is 3 on the night. She bounces it over to Taylor Gallion, to Almond outside, cross court to Presley, just about loses it. She saves it. Nope, she stepped on the sideline. So that'll be a rare Sugar Bear turnover.
That only gives them 4 on the entire night. And 4:33 left to play here in the second period. Pisgah leads 27-12.
Yeah, that's not bad. Here's another Knight turnover as the ball goes through the hands of Caldwell, and it really was a good pass. It just went right through. 27-12, Pisgah with the ball. Presley, from that same spot she scored from earlier, but she gets it down to Micah James. She fires, no good. There's Gallion, who's not that tall, but really, really fights for position. Just about got the rebound, but it's off her fingers, out of play.
Those Gallion sisters are pretty scrappy players. They like to play defense very fast.
When a rebound comes, we're talking about Taylor Gallion, but when it comes her way, she just keeps jabbing and jabbing and jabbing and sometimes manages to reel the rebound in. Shot from the perimeter, no good. Rebounded by Almond of Pisgah. Leading pass to Micah James, though, is way off the mark. So that'll give it back to the Lady Knights. And all at once, the Sugar Bears are picking up a couple of turnovers. 3:57 on the clock here in the second period. Lady Knights need a lot of scoring, but they lose it again, and there's Almond to pick up the loose ball. Leads a pass to Presley, behind the back dribble, gets it down to Gallion, fires from three-point range, a little bit short, but there to clean up the act is Kristen Almond to Presley. She will lay it off the glass, and it's in and out of there. Rebounded by Bird. Katie Bird, one of those tall ones for the Lady Knights. They've got a couple of tall ladies. 3:27 on the clock as the Lady Knights across the timeline with Caldwell, the dribbler. Gets it over to Sargent, who's played a lot of minutes but did not start. And there's a whistle and a Pisgah foul.
That's a first team foul for the Sugar Bears. It looks like that's going to go against Taylor Gallion. There's only been 3 fouls called in this entire half of basketball, so there's been a lot of running up and down the court.
But it's not really been a hard defensive physical game, so you know there just hasn't been a lot of fouls.
And looks like Reed will check in for her first minutes here tonight.
First free throw is no good for the Lady Knights. However, the second one is good by Israel. 27-13, and on the other end it's Reed putting up a Pisgah shot. No good, rebounded by Sargent. Sargent with a bounce pass and just about throwing it into the cheering section, and actually she actually did, because who stepped in front of it? Caldwell stepped in front of it, but it was too far out of her reach and she stepped on the sideline. So Pisgah takes over and firing from 3-point range, a little bit strong for Presley, and it's rebounded by the Lady Knights. Under 3 minutes, fast breaking point is up and good by Sargent.
Good looking pass there from Caldwell to Sargent. Good transition basketball by the Lady Knights.
James to Presley, runs into a wall of players, and Almond gets a hit across the face, holds her eyes, and a loose pass there is picked up by Sargent, so we're going to go the other way. I don't know if Almond got hit with a hand or the ball got smacked up in her face. Caldwell for the Lady Knights, and traveling after some intensive defensive pressure by James and Presley, and we're going to have some wholesale substitutions.
That would be a tough spot to be in if you were that ball handler, because Sheridan Presley is in front of you, Micah James, is behind you. Sheridan Presley's running by, trying to smack the ball out, while Micah James is trying to probe away from behind.
Here is Waite with a shot from outside. Leanne Waite, and she's only played a couple of minutes, and she's already got a couple of scores. 2:15 on the clock. Pisgah lead is growing, 29-15. Sargent with the left, now right hand. Ball to Pryor. Has the ball slapped away by Caitlin Hanna, but she gets it back. Bounce pass down low in the right wing. Dribbling out of there is Ellie Caldwell for the Lady Knights. And now Israel with a shot. Nope, it was that a pass or a shot? It was blocked away. And the Pisgah on the run. It's Reed on the other end for the score. And that lady, because of her speed getting down the court, she's rewarded with a field goal. That's Mariah Reed, a freshman. 31-15. Pisgah's full court man-to-man is not giving up. The Lady Knights would like it to go away, but Minute 31 remaining as Caldwell rounds the top of the loop. Burnett on her defensively for Pisgah. Bianca Burnett with a hand in the face, but they get it over to Pryor. Her shot is up, no good, and a save into Leanne Waite of Pisgah. Outlet pass to Mackenzie Gallion to Reed. With the left hand, she dribbles, and she fires. Is Reed a lefty?
She handled
the ball really well with the left hand right there. She's fouled, and the free throw shot's coming.
She's played limited minutes,
so we don't really know.
She's right-handed.
Yeah, she's fired. Well, she handled the ball really well with the left hand there.
I shoot the ball right-handed, but my dribbling strong hand is with the left hand.
Yeah, but you're strange. First free throw is good by Reed, the freshman, and so she's got 3 points. Misses the second. Up high is Pryor to pull the rebound for the Lady Knights. Okay, minute 3. And Pryor still has the ball. Fires deep for Bird. Finds her down on the baseline, but Bird is covered up there by Leanne Waite, so nothing going on. Now it gets back to Pryor, trying to get Reed off of her, but no. Outside shot now by Maddox is no good. And rebound between Hanna and Sargent.
Not really fair there, but Sargent a little bit on the shoulder side.
But a tie-up, and the possession arrow says it'll be Sugar Bear ball as Mackenzie Gallion. Is that the only Gallion in the lineup? Yes, right now is Mackenzie, the shorter of the triplet threesome. And a driving shot is up, no good, by Hanna.
Reed had the shot. Hanna called with a foul.
It's like moving pick there on Caitlin Hanna. Only the second team foul on Pisgah, and
5 second call there on the Lady Knights. That gives them 10 turnovers just in this quarter.
In this quarter?
In this quarter.
Ball comes in to Reed. To Gallion, back to Reed. Bounce pass to Hanna, who's doubled up on, so it comes back to Reed. Cross court pass to Waite. Kind of a dangerous pass, passing all the way over the defense. Now Reed fires from outside, and this young lady's on target. Reed with her second field goal, and 5 points for the freshman. She's only been in a few minutes. 14 seconds on the clock. We are closing in on halftime. Pisgah still with full court pressure, not letting up, even though they have a 34-15 lead, and there is timeout with 5 seconds on the clock.
And it looks like another 30 seconds will be called here by Kevin Rose, and this will be a perfect time to remind our listeners of our absolutely awesome sponsors. They are absolutely
points,
awesome.
Points for David Stiles right there.
And looks like tonight's basketball games are going to be sponsored by Midwest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, Bojangles of Canton, it's Bow Time, and always the Shepherd's Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde. This is some fine, fine sponsors tonight for Pisgah High School basketball and Pisgah High School athletics.
Thanks for joining us on the internet stream tonight, WPTLradio.net. 5 seconds on the clock until the halftime horn, and it comes in to the Lady Knights, and all it's taken away by Waite of Pisgah. 1 second on the clock. They throw it the length of the court, but no cigar here at the buzzer. Horn sounds. Pisgah takes a big lead to the dressing room, 34-15. Well, it was all Pisgah in the first half. We'll talk about that in a minute. Stay with us, folks. Boys varsity play coming up after this game. But we're at halftime of the girls varsity contest. Pisgah with a big lead, and we'll be back. Stand by. Pisgah Sugar Bear basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Great-great-grandpa Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. This can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook, serve feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
At halftime, where Pisgah Sugar Bears lead the Lady Knights of North Henderson in the final home game of the season. 34-15 is the score here at halftime. And Pisgah's defense held the Lady Knights to only 5 points, David Stiles, there in the second period. Pisgah outscored them 15-5 and outscored them 19-10 in the first quarter. So it's been Sugar Bear ball, and actually Pisgah's starting five has not been in the game the whole time.
No.
Coach Holloway, seeing that, that he definitely has the tools to keep a lead, I think he feels at liberty to substitute often, and he's been playing with a lot of different combinations.
And I think that's in part to he got all the seniors out there together for good 5-6 minutes together. A bunch of possessions back and forth for the seniors to play together as a unit. And how many seniors are on this team? I think one, two, three. I think five is all. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, there's only five seniors on this Sugar Bear team. So they all five are out there at one point together playing as a unit. And then he switched things up and went with the younger players and kind of got them some experience together, because once these seniors graduate, you want your younger players to have some experience with each other without the older ones being there.
You know, Sarah Johnson played only a limited time there, but she played good defensively. And Mariah Reed, the other freshman, actually played good defense and offense and ends up with 5 points here at the halftime. So the underclassmen, and I'm just picking on the freshmen. We had some sophomores in there, too. But the younger players off the bench did very well. For the Lady Knights of Coach Kevin Rhodes, who is not a happy camper here at halftime. His team down by, 19 points. Here at halftime. Leading away was Johnny Petrie with a couple of trays. She's got 6 points here at the half. No one else with more than two. Ellie Caldwell, Ashley Sargent, Cameron Pryor, and Katie Bird, all with a field goal apiece. And Israel put up a free throw. And that was all of the scoring for the Lady Knights in the first half.
Well, really, damper the Lady Knights' offensive game is their turnovers. They had 17 turnovers in that half of basketball compared to Pisgah's 6. And Pisgah only had 2 there in the first period and then 4 in the second. So that's not really bad numbers for the Sugar Bears. But 17 for Lady Knights, that's a little bit much for this point in the season.
You know, that is like the big difference here at halftime.
Exactly.
As you mentioned earlier, if the folks have just tuned in, a lot of those turnovers were steals where Pisgah took the ball away, and in transition they scored a lot of easy field goals, especially I think it was mostly in the first quarter. We did that.
I mean, I don't know, they had 11 turnovers there in that second period. But on to the Pisgah stats, leading scorers on the Pisgah side, leading all scorers right now, Sheridan Presley with 8 points. All 8 of those coming from field goals, so no 3-pointers for her. Following closely behind her is Kaylin Hanna, excuse me, who was the leading scorer there. She played, she got all six of those in the first quarter, if I remember correctly, with 6 points. Followed closely behind her is Mariah Reed, who has five. And then Kristen Allman and Leanne Waite and Brooklyn Gallion all have four apiece, followed by Micah James, who has a foul shot and a field goal.
So Kaitlin Hanna had how many?
Six
points. And of the 16 minutes in the first half, you think she played 8 minutes?
Probably
something like that.
She
that's a lot of points for the limited time she was in.
She played very well against that zone. She got into those open spaces, and while the Lady Knights had their heads turned, so they were not looking at Kaylin Hanna, she snuck right into the open position, which is what my brother liked to do. I'm going to give him a little shout-out right now. He's very good at is cutting into that zone and knowing where the spaces are, and you just have to be patient. You wait. The zone will shift. You get right in the open space, right under that block. Easy pass, easy score.
I thought you were going to say your brother was sneaky.
He is sneaky. That is a sneaky way to play, and that's how you're supposed to attack 2-3 zone.
And
catch them with their heads turned.
And David Stiles here, his brother was also a Pisgah High School player.
He's 2 years younger than I am.
But you played together, as I recall.
We played together.
For a couple of years.
We were on the same baseball team here at Pisgah. He was a freshman catcher, and I was a junior. I played in the outfields. They're on at Pisgah, like, at the same time. Usually he would be on JV, and I was on varsity.
Okay.
Unless he got moved up in football his sophomore year, which he did. So I was a senior, and he was a sophomore. But we haven't played on the same team a lot. 2 years older than one another.
Maybe that's in your next lifetime.
Maybe.
We're here at halftime where the Sugar Bears lead at 34-15 over the visiting Knights from North Henderson. Back with a little more and the start of the third quarter. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM in Canton, North Carolina, and we welcome you also on the internet at WPTLradio.net. Welcome, welcome. Pisgah Sugar Bears up to a 19-point lead currently, 34-15, as the third quarter gets ready to start. And it is also senior night here in the Bear Den. And the seniors out to a good start here for the Sugar Bears.
Maybe during the midway report between the games, maybe we'll have recognition of the seniors.
I think we will.
I would not think they would do it at the halftime of the boys' game. I would think that it's probably going to be during the midway, as we call it.
And right now, I think something cool, leading the seniors in scoring. Kaylin Hanna, 6 points. Still talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
So, very fine player for the Sugar Bears.
Sugar Bears lined up, ready to go. They are ready to go. They are on.
They are on
cue. On the court. Waiting for the Lady Knights to show up.
And Kevin Rhodes getting his squad ready, prep to go. They are breaking the huddle as we speak. As the third quarter gets ready to start. Hopefully the Lady Knights kind of nip the turnover situation and maybe get around to some good looks here in this. In this half, we'll see if they switch from that 2-3 zone. Maybe go to man-to-man a little bit, try and get some more turnovers against the Sugar Bears.
You know, if they have players with the speed and the quickness to do that, they you know, sometimes the teams will play a zone because that's all they can do. We'll see what they do as we start the third quarter.
And here it is with Caldwell handling the basketball. She gets it over to Petrie. Petrie on that left wing looking inside. Now over to Bird. Bird inside pass to Pryor. Pryor up and underneath the basket. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Lewis. And here come the Sugar Bears. Pass out to Micah James. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Pryor. Then taken away by Presley. Pass over to Allman. Rolls in and out. Rebounded by Allman. And now pass over to James. James loses control, but now Presley picks up the loose ball. Now over to Allman. Allman, a little pump fake there. Up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebounded by Allman again. This time up again. No good. Rebounded by Pryor.
Well, Pisgah had like four shots at it. Couldn't cash in that time.
Now Israel passing up to Petrie. Petrie with a right-handed dribble picks it up. Looking inside, she's guarded by Sheridan Presley. And the ball knocked out of her hands. It looks like a foul is going to be assessed to the sophomore, Sheridan Presley.
Yeah, a little touch foul there, but a bump nonetheless. And that's only the first one on Presley.
Ball comes in to Petrie. Petrie now dribbling to the right. Inside pass to Pryor. And blocked by Mariah Lewis from behind. Transition pass over to Taylor Gallion. Gallion looking inside. Dribbles in the middle of his zone. Puts up a little scoop shot. But a walk is going to be called on Gallion. So Israel now to inbound for the Lady Knights. Pisgah still going with man-to-man full court pressure. Israel with the basketball. Guarded by Taylor Gallion. Tries to pass it ahead to Petrie. Loose ball. Petrie picks it up. And she dribbles out of that left wing. Ball stripped away by James. James going down the side of the back, side of the court. No good. Picked up by Presley. Presley now over to Gallion, but picked off by Petrie. Petrie coming down the right side. Pulls it back out. Looks like they're going to set the offense up. As Petrie on top of the Den logo passes over to Caldwell. Caldwell loses the dribble. Picked up by Micah James. James ahead to Allman on the left side. Allman shot up. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. Lewis's shot no good. Rebounded again by Allman. Allman's shot no good. Now rebounded by Gallion. Gallion taking an 8-foot shot. Rebounded by Allman. Basketball fought for and picked up by Pryor.
Five chances, and again, Pisgah not scoring.
Transition pass down inside to Bird, and Bird puts in the easy 2-foot shot. 34-17 now, about 5:33 left to play. As Pisgah swinging around the horn. Allman now with the ball over to Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion dribbling in, and it's blocked away by Bird.
Katie Bird much taller. I don't even think she left the floor. I think she just stood up and blocked the shot, just standing straight up.
Into Allman. Presley pulls a three. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Picked up by James. But before she can get rid of it, looks like a foul is going to be called on Israel. Again, that's only like the eighth foul, I think, called in this entire game tonight.
Two on Israel, and she's got two-thirds of the fouls on the whole for the whole team. The whole team only has three.
Allman now passing over to Presley. Presley looking inside, dribbling in, spinning in the lane, kicks it out to Gallion. Gallion looking, pass over to James. James with a little shot fake, crosses over, back up top to Presley. Inside pass to Allman. Pass back outside to Gallion. Gallion dribbling with right. Now over to James. James looking inside. Back outside to Gallion. Gallion dribbling in the middle of the paint. Kicked back out to Presley. Now to James. James dribbles in. Little runner. No good. Rebounded by Pryor.
Well, there's a lid on the basket on the Pisgah end. And the shooting percentage is down the tubes as there's a steal at half court.
Gallion streaking down the right side as she stripped it away from Israel. And a foul is going to be called. And I think that's going to be on Israel.
Well, that's three on Israel. The only other player on the whole North Henderson team to have a foul is Katie Bird. And Israel's got three. Bird has one.
And now all the seniors in for Pisgah. Burnett, Hannah, Allman, Waite, and James for Pisgah. As Burnett dribbles to her left, Passes over to Waite now. Waite, pass inside to Allman. Allman cuts in the middle of the paint and puts it up on the left side. So good attack there by Kristen Allman on this 2-3 zone. Little handoff now to Petrie. She comes across half court. She hands off to Caldwell. Caldwell dribbling to her left. Hand off to Petrie. Petrie looking inside. Israel was streaking across the middle, but she didn't pass it to her. Now passing inside to Pryor. Pryor almost losing it, but now back outside to Caldwell. Caldwell reversing her dribble. And pass deflected there by Leanne Waite.
Huge Pisgah lead here. 36-17 if you've just tuned in.
Israel passing it in to Caldwell. Caldwell dribbling to her left. Now over to Petrie. Petrie looking inside. Pass over to Pryor. And looks like a North Henderson turnover. And Pisgah will have the basketball. Micah James at the top of the key now for the Sugar Bears, dribbling to her right. Pass inside to Hannah. Hannah trying to get it back out to Burnett, but knocked out of bounds by Caldwell.
Good hands by Caldwell.
And it looks like Sargent will check in for her. And North Henderson not deviating away from this 2-3 zone. Inside pass to Hannah. Hannah tries to go up on the left side, and she's going to be fouled. So Kaylin Hannah will go to the line for two shots. First shot is up and good by the senior. Extending the lead to 20 points for the Sugar Bears.
You know, this scoring-wise, this third quarter has been like watching paint dry or something. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Hannah's next shot is up and good as well.
Pisgah's only scored 4 points, and North Henderson only two. And we're already deep into the quarter here.
Petrie with the basketball. She's trapped up high by Hannah and Burnett, but they get it out. Inside shot now attempted by Pryor, and looks like a foul is going to be called on Kristen Allman. She tried to block the basketball away.
First foul on Allman.
And Pryor hits the first of her two foul shots.
Almond or Almond?
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 I think it's Almond.
Almond?
Almond.
Because you and I are pretty good at mispronouncing family names.
Fire second shot up and good for the Lady Knights. Pisgah still with a 20-point lead, 38-18. Waite now over to Almond. Back to Waite. Waite dribbles in. Little jump shot there, no good. Rebounded by Hannah, and Hannah cleans up the mess. 40-19 lead now for the Sugar Bears. And Pisgah going to this trapping zone, and looks like a foul is going to be called as Petrie hits the deck hard as Burnett and Hannah came to trap, and that'll be on Hannah. That'll be her second foul of the evening.
Yeah, Hannah was trying to reach in, but that wasn't a foul. Actually, when she was reaching in, out went the right foot, and the ball handler tripped over her right foot and went sliding down the court.
Ball inbounded now to Sargent. Sargent dribbling to the left. Hands off to Petrie. Petrie picking up a ball screen from her. Now dribbling in the middle of the paint. Kicks it back outside to Maddox. Maddox over to Pryor. Pryor puts up a shot and it's good. And Hannah fouled her on the shot. So old-fashioned three-point play possibly for Cameron Pryor. Pryor's shot is up and good. 40-22 now is the score. Pisgah still leading as Presley in the ball game along with Brooklyn Galleon. Presley shooting and it's good from the foul line. And Sargent now with the basketball. Sargent dribbling up the left side, picks up her dribble. Almost picked off by Kaylin Hannah. Sargent with the ball now. Now over to Petrie. Petrie looking inside. Pass back to Sargent. Over to Petrie. Petrie thought about a shot, but passes it back to Sargent. Little two-person game here And now they pass over to Maddox. Back to Petrie. Inside to Pryor. Pryor with a good strong move toward the rim and puts it up and in. 42-24 now. As Presley, quick pass over to Brooklyn Galleon. Now pass over to Waite. Over to Burnett. Burnett looking inside. Long pass over to Brooklyn Galleon, who spots up for a three, and it's in and out. As Pryor pulls down the basket. And they get it into the hands of Sargent, who brings it across half court. Sargent looking for someone to pass to. She gets it over to Maddox. Maddox looking for the cutter. And now still the basketball. Passes up to Hill. Hill looking inside, driving in the middle of the paint. Shot up, and it's good by Daphne Hill. 42-26 now. Excuse me, 28. Or 26. As Pisgah comes down, passing in and out of the zone. Waite with the basketball. Inside pass to Presley. Presley with a little jump stop, and looks like she walked with it, moved the pivot foot. And looks like Hannah and Burnett and Waite will check out as Sarah Johnson and Mariah Reed and Mariah Lewis all enter for the Sugar Bears. Sargent with the basketball. Pass over to Maddox. Picked off by Reed. Reed's pass tipped out of bounds by Petrie. Got a little tongue-tied there. Galleon looking for someone to inbound to. She gets it into Presley. Presley pulls up from the foul line. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Petrie. Petrie crossing over across half court. Pass to Hill. And before Hill can get going, she took one too many steps of the basketball. And that'll be another North Henderson turnover.
All at once, it seems like the refs are really liking to call the travel.
Yeah. That one was definitely a travel. I think she got a little excited. She's in traffic.
Kind of hesitated a little bit there before putting the dribble down. Less than a minute to play, third period.
Inside pass to Johnson. Johnson working to the middle of the court, and looks like the ball will be tipped out of bounds by Daphne Hill. So Pisgah basketball. Brooklyn Galleon inbounding just to the left of her basket. In to Presley. Presley with a long pass over to Reed. Reed dribbles past the Lewis. Lewis trying to set up a pick for her on that baseline corner shot. Reed with the basketball now back outside to Presley. 24 seconds left. Wouldn't surprise me if they tried to hold for the last shot right here. Brooklyn Galleon thought about a three, but now passes it up to Reed. Inside pass to Johnson, inside to Lewis. And I'll take that shot any day, Lewis says. And she puts it in on the right side. As the ball comes across half court, Petrie passing to Sargent, over to Pryor. Pryor with a strong move, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebounded by Johnson. And that will be the third quarter as Pisgah leads 44-26. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is WPTL 920 AM, and this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bow Time instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Welcome back to the Bear Den. Live here from Pisgah High School. North Henderson with the basketball to start out this fourth quarter. Daphne Hill picks up her dribble, though, and passes it, but still controlled by Petrie. Petrie picks up her dribble, and now it's over to Maddox. Maddox looking inside. Strong move to the left. Passes over to Caldwell, but it's taken away by James, but kicked out of bounds by Caldwell.
Sugar Bears have it their way. It used to be a Burger King commercial. Have it your way. I think the Sugar Bears are having it their way with the Lady Knights so far.
Still in this 2-3 zone for the Lady Knights. Bianca Burnett pumps a three. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Pisgah. James with the basketball at the top of the key. Looks like she's going to pull it out, and they're going to set up an offense on this 2-3 North Henderson zone. Inside to Allman. Back outside to Wake. Quick passes here by the Sugar Bears as James looks for someone to pass to. She gets it over to Wake. Now back outside to Burnett. Burnett looking, passes up to Hannah. Hannah's pass to James, a little wild, and looks like it's going to be tied up, and it'll be Sugar Bear basketball.
We haven't had a lot of tie-ups in this game. Very few possession arrow here in this ballgame.
As James now passing over to Hannah. Hannah to Allman. Wait, pulls up for three. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Hannah controls it. And her pass to James almost picked off, but picked up by Burnett. Now over to Hannah. Hannah's shot is up. No good. For. And as soon as you say that, Terry, another jump ball is called, and it'll be Lady Knight basketball.
Well, I guess they heard me. So they're going to try to pick up the intensity on defense a little bit.
Inbounded to Petrie. Petrie coming across half court for the Lady Knights. Dribbling to the left now, crossing over to the right. Passes it up to Caldwell. Caldwell looking inside, dribbling to the left. Over to Maddox. Maddox looking inside to Petrie. Petrie, a little turnaround jumper, no good. Shot is no good. Rebound controlled by Pryor, and another tie-up is called, and it'll be Sugar Bear basketball.
Yeah, Waite and Pryor kind of get tangled down there, so another possession arrow. Switch.
And
Sugar Bears take over.
Looks like the seniors will take a seat now as the two of the Galleon sisters are in, along with Mariah Reed and Mariah Lewis and Sheridan Presley. Presley on that right side. Passes it up to Reed. Reed pulls a shot. No good. Rebound fought for. And looks like it'll be last touch by Mariah Lewis. Maddox inbounds to Petrie. Petrie dribbling, gets it across half court, and she's trapped by Galleon and Reed, but she gets the ball away to Caldwell. Now back to Petrie on that right wing, inside pass to Maddox. Maddox all by herself, having a hard time controlling the basketball, but finally gets it up and in for the Lady Knights. 44-28 is the score, and now a good pass in to Lewis, and Lewis couldn't corral it, and looks like it's knocked out of bounds by Hill. Good pass there by Sheridan Presley, almost threading a needle between two defenders. Presley looking for someone to inbound to. She gets it into Galleon. Brooklyn Galleon passing over to sister Mackenzie Galleon. Mackenzie Galleon for three, and it's good for the Sugar Bears. And Pisgah still in this full court press, as Caldwell has the basketball right now, trying to get across that halfway mark. It looks like a foul is going to be called on Sheridan Presley.
Number two on her, not a big deal. We're in the fourth quarter here. 47-28 is the Pisgah lead.
Maddox trying to inbound, and it's knocked out of bounds by Presley. She's trying to get it into Caldwell.
And her defense has just been really on target tonight. We're talking about the sophomore Presley.
Inbounded to Petrie. Petrie passes back to Maddox. Maddox guarded by Taylor Galleon. Maddox crosses over. Now over to Caldwell. Guarded by Mackenzie Galleon. Maddox with the basketball. Passes over to Hill. Hill dribbling on the perimeter. Passes over to Pryor. Pryor tries to dribble it inside, but now passes back out to Petrie. And Petrie very quiet this half. Saw her shoot two threes in the first. Nothing now for her here in this half. And shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Hill. Hill tries to go up with the basketball and loses the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Pisgah basketball. Another North Henderson turnover.
Yeah, they didn't put the handle on the basketball in the right place that time.
Mackenzie Galleon passing over to Presley. Presley dribbling back out to her left, over to Galleon. Inside pass to Taylor Galleon, back outside to Presley. Presley pumps a three, no good, rebounded by Pryor.
We mentioned Pryor's name a lot. She's only a sophomore, so maybe some good.
Stolen away by Mackenzie Galleon, coming down on the right side, and Shot no good, and then she tried to get the basketball, but her momentum carried her out of bounds, and then she didn't reestablish herself before touching it, so it'll be a Pisgah turnover, but not many turnovers tonight for the Sugar Bears. As Caldwell with the basketball now comes across half court. Passes over to Petrie, picked off by Presley. Presley up on the left side, shot no good, but she drew the foul from Caldwell. And so Sheridan Presley will step to the charity stripe. Shot up and good for Sheridan Presley.
8 points for Presley in the first half. That's only the third point for her here in the second half.
Presley's second shot up and good. So Pisgah now leads by a big margin.
21 points.
21 points, 49-28. As Israel back in the game now with those three fouls. Dribbling at the top. She picks up her dribble over to Maddox. Maddox looking to pass it inside over to Sargent. Sargent, who just entered as well. Israel now trying to drive it in the middle. Almost taken away, but she still comes up with the basketball. And Sargent now dribbling to her right, looking inside. And she gets it into Hill. Hill dribbles, picks up her dribble. Inside pass to Pryor. And Pryor puts it up and in on the right side. Good pass there from Hill to Pryor. Presley with the basketball now. Passes back outside to Gallion. Back to Presley. Presley looks inside. Long pass over to Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion dribbling in over to Presley. Presley takes a little dribble to the inside and then drains a 14-footer. So 51-30 now. Pisgah leads still by 21. 3:11 left to play here in the fourth period. Sargent with the basketball. Passes over to Maddox. Maddox looking inside. Pass into Israel. Israel, the quick turnaround, and it rattles in. Her first field goal of the evening to go with her free throw. As it's over to Reed now. Back to Presley. Presley steps in again. Shoots from about 14 feet and nails it. That gives her 16 on the evening. As Israel brings the ball up for the Lady Knights. Crosses over. Almost loses it, but keeps control. Now passes outside to Maddox. Maddox looking inside. As Pryor cuts, little move now. Oh, back outside to Israel. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Lewis. And looks like a travel? Or yeah, a travel.
A timeout Pisgah. Our sponsors tonight include Plus Linen and Uniform Service, the Single Stop Stores. How many Single Stop Stores do we have?
No, there's... I don't know.
The answer is we don't know. Midwest Haywood, another fine sponsor. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Also the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde.
Bojangles of Canton, also a fine sponsor.
Oh, yeah, Ken Wilson. We can go on and on. We usually mention
Burger King of Canton as well.
Yeah.
That's have it your way right there.
That's have it my way. Ken Wilson Ford. I'm driving a Ken Wilson auto, not a Ford, but I'm driving
Look
a Ken
you.
Wilson
Look
car.
At you.
I patronize this.
And rebounded by Hill. Hill passing inside to Maddox. And looks like a foul is going to be called. And that's on Lindsay Wells for pushing. Pass into Hill and another foul, this time by Ashley Thompson.
.216 remaining in the ball game, so I think we can safely say there's been three games tonight and three winners on the Pisgah side of the column.
And those JV girls, again, if you haven't heard the score, 67-10. JV girls absolutely. Cindy North Henderson packing.
One out of two free throws are good by Hill. Rebound Pisgah on the second miss.
And Ashley Thompson, a little runner in the lane there, and she puts it in. Israel bringing it back across half court for the Lady Knights. She's guarded by Brooklyn Galleon. And they get it inside to Hill. Hill picks up her dribble outside to Sargent. Sargent dribbles to her left. Israel wanted to shoot a three, but Brooklyn Galleon right there for the defense. Now passing over to Maddox. Maddox facing up her defender inside to Sargent. Sargent hesitates, puts up a shot, and looks like a foul is going to be called. And looks like it's going to be number 22, Mackenzie Galleon.
Only the first on Mackenzie. Mackenzie Galleon.
Mackenzie Galleon, also star cross-country runner here at Pisgah High School.
She looks like a cross-country runner. A little bit smaller than her two triplet sisters. But she looks like a runner. Free throw is good by Sargent.
And looks like substitutions also for the Lady Knights.
I think a couple of players we haven't seen yet. I know Morrow is in there.
Also Anders. And passing over to Thompson. Thompson pulls for three. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by North Henderson. Sargent now leading the charge for the Lady Knights. Over to Hill. Hill looks inside. Dribbles once, then picks up her dribble. Now over to Sargent. Back to Hill. Again, dribbles, picks it up again. Pass inside to number 30. That is Powers. And before she can get her shot away, she got a little happy with the feet there and took one too many steps.
Happy feet. That's a good thing, isn't it? Happy feet.
Yeah, dancing feet.
Down to a minute to play, and Pisgah in possession here.
Thompson with the basketball. Now over to Galleon. Galleon dribbles in. Outside pass to Johnson, and looks like another Pisgah turnover. Haven't said that much tonight. 3 seconds in the lane, and it'll be North Henderson basketball. Sargent bringing it up the court for the Lady Knights. Pisgah down a 2-3 defense. Hill with the basketball inside to Anders. Now over to number 23, Morrow. Her shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Powers. Now back to Morrow. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Anders, and her shot, no good.
Lots of North Henderson rebounds until finally there's a Pisgah foul on Ashley Thompson, I believe.
And Powers will go to the line.
Two on Thompson as Powers launches the first of two. And she misses. She has not scored in the game.
I believe this is her first couple of minutes in.
Yeah.
Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Johnson. Now to Mackenzie Galleon. Mackenzie Galleon streaking down the court for Pisgah. She gets it over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. And looks like a walk is going to be called.
Yeah, good defense by the Lady Knights that time. And Galleon a little frustrated there. Couldn't find anybody open and moved the foot.
Sargent picks up her dribble over to Hill. Hill stops outside to Powers, and her shot is up and good from the short corner. Mackenzie Galleon again racing down the court for Pisgah, and she tries to pass it inside to Lindsay Wells, but before she can get it there, picked up the pivot foot a little bit early.
There are lots of walks here in the second half. 8 seconds on the clock. Pisgah going to come out a winner here.
Over to number 23, that's Morrow. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Johnson. And that's the final buzzer, ladies and gentlemen. 55-37 is the score. Pisgah wins here on senior night. And these seniors had a very good game. And we'll be right back with some halftime statistics and some senior info, hopefully. And it is senior night, like I was saying. And we'll be right back. This will be the Midway Report, sponsored by the Black Bear, MSI Food Services. This is WPTL 920 AM, and this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler, proud supporters of Pisgah Bear Sports. Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10% off at MSI Cash and Carry. Buy local, buy now, and save now. Local churches, call 667-9624, 667-9624. And Happy New Year from MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler.
Welcome back to the Midway Report and Senior Night. This is the final home game of the season for the Bears and the Sugar Barons.
And a lot of seniors tonight on the, like the PA announcer was saying, cheerleaders, basketball players, drumline, color guards, statisticians, managers, a lot of seniors out on the court right now for Pisgah High School.
A lot of moms and dads. What I'm doing is kind of scoping out the moms and the dads to see how much mom and dad look like the kid. You know what I mean? That's a kind of a little fun thing I do every time there's a senior night. We're at halftime, or pardon me, we're at the Midway Report, where the Sugar Bears have just won a decisive victory over North Henderson, 55-37. The game was never in jeopardy. Coach Brandon Holloway saw that early on. He substituted liberally throughout the game and experimented a lot with different combinations. We had all seniors in there on several occasions. All the combinations did really well. The Sugar Bears had a lot of tools, a lot of ammo in the arsenal, as they say, and really did not have a hard time and could have run the score way up had they kept the best players in, for sure. But, again, winning it very easily, 55-37. Only one player in double figures for the Lady Knights. That was Cameron Pryor, the sophomore. This lady's got some long arms and uses her height very well. She had 11 points. Behind her, a couple of trays in the first half by Johnny Petrie. No one else even close, really. The rest of the players scoring included Sargent with 4. Bird also had 4. 3 for Daphne Hill and Meredith Israel, and a couple of points for both Maddox and Powers. And that rounded out the scoring for the Lady Knights.
We'll have the scoring for the Sugar Bears in just a moment. Stay with us. You're listening to the Midway Report, brought to you tonight by MSI Foods. This is Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10% off at MSI Cash and Carry. Buy local, buy now, and save now. Local churches, call 667-9624, 667-9624. And Happy New Year from MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler.
Welcome back. This is WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina, and we also welcome our internet listeners at WPTLradio.net. It is senior night here at Pisgah High School, and I did a rough guesstimation count, and I counted 25 seniors in drumline, color guard, statisticians, basketball, cheerleading, and managers. So 25 seniors tonight out on the court as we're going through the festivities here between the... You earlier, if you're just checking in, the Sugar Bears won 55-37, and right now we have a clean sweep of North Henderson going on. The JV girls won their contest 67-10, and the boys won theirs 65-14. So some lofty victories here tonight by the Black Bears as a core group. And the scoring for the Sugar Bears and leading all scorers was Sheridan Presley. She had 16 points. Followed closely behind her was Caitlin Hanna, who I thought played very well tonight, especially in the first half. And that play translated over in the second half as well. She had 10. Following behind her with 6 points is Kristen Allman. She had 6. Following behind her is Mariah Reed, the freshman, who had 5. All of those coming in the first half. And then behind her with 4 is Brooklyn Gallion, along with Leanne Waite, who hit 2 good-looking jump shots there in that first half of basketball. Followed behind her is Mackenzie Gallion, who had a tray there in the second half play. Was very good playing defense and offense tonight for the Sugar Bears. And Micah James, a senior, she also had 3 points tonight, 1 field goal and a free throw coming in the first half. And then with 2 apiece is Mariah Lewis with a bucket and Ashley Thompson with a jumper as well. So that rounds out the Pisgah scoring. Again, Sugar Bears defeat the Lady Knights 55-37.
Yeah, we led by 9 points at the end of the first quarter. We led by 14 at the half, and then win it by 18. So Pisgah in the lead the entire night, never looking back. And we're talking about the girls' varsity game. Boys' varsity coming up in just a little while. We are still awarding the seniors and the mothers, and I'm wondering why the dads don't get something here. Moms get a big bouquet and everything, and dads get a pat on the back. What's the deal there? But I think the dads are okay with that.
I think they are.
You're listening to the Midway Report, folks. One varsity game down and one to go. Stay with us. You're listening to Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10% off at MSI Cash and Carry. Buy local, buy now, and save now. Local churches, call 667-9624, 667-9624. And Happy New Year from MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler. The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler, proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports.
We are live here in the Baird Inn at Kent in good old Pisgah High School as Pisgah taking on the North Henderson Knights tonight in another WNCAC conference matchup. And right now, Pisgah with a clean sweep.
Three down and one to go. Thank you to MSI Food Service for sponsoring the Midway Report. And right now we still have awarding of the seniors and the moms and the dads here. Just about to conclude this little part of the ceremony, though, so we should have warm-ups coming up very soon for the Black Bear game with the Knights. And down at North Henderson, David, I'm trying to remember, the Sugar Bears did not have a problem with the Lady Knights down there, but as I recall, it wasn't easy for the Bears to get by the Knights down there on their home court.
Well, this North Henderson team, they've really been, their program has really been growing since I've left and since my brother left. And over the past couple of years, the program has gotten a little bit better. They've got some good players. They're one of these teams that's not just going to roll over and quit when things look bad. They're going to fight to the end, and I really credit North Henderson with that.
And they got some shooters.
They do have some shooters, and they also have some very tall individuals, and they're all about the same height. All their players seem to be that kind of tall, lanky, not really bulky, but tall and thin, and very athletic-style player for North Henderson. So we'll see what happens tonight as the boys get ready to come out on the court and warm up after the senior night festivities have concluded here in the Bear Den. And let's talk about the schedule a little bit. Only two games left in the entire season. And who are they, Terry?
Believe it or not, two biggies. We at Smoky Mountain on Tuesday night at Smoky, and we got to go to Blue Devil Country, unfortunately, to wind up the season. The final game is a week from tonight down at Brevard, and I don't care what kind of season the Blue Devils has had, it is hard to win down in Blue Devil Country, at least in boys basketball. You know, Brevard struggled in girls basketball for many seasons.
And they're a little down this year on the boys' side, too, but again, one of those never-say-never programs, fight till the end, and I can really credit that to the WNCAC Conference. I don't really see any team that just kind of rolls over. I mean, it's a battle every night when you come into conference play.
You know, last year there was a lady down at Brevard named Shanice Jones. And sometimes you say, well, you know, it's too bad she's on a losing team because nobody will notice her, but I think she went on scholarship to UNCA, and she is burning the nets for the Bulldogs there at UNCA this year.
Similar story for North Henderson, Chris Van Landingham, when I was playing. 40 points a night, about every night. Very good player. He plays for a small school now in Georgia. Very, very productive young man in his collegiate basketball career.
There's a lot of scholarships come out of Western North Carolina for boys and girls basketball. So, this is the final home game, but two more coming up to wind up the season before we get into the conference tournament, which will be coming up February 13th through the 17th. And the first game of the boys and girls varsity teams, because the higher seed should have home games that opening round of the tournament. Then after that, all of the quarterfinal and final, or semifinal and final games will be down at Brevard High School.
So again, we'll be in Blue Devil Country, but I urge you to come out and support the Black Bears. Both teams very good records this year. Both teams very fun to watch, especially the boys and the girls. I like to watch Sharon Presley play, and then you get to watch Marie McClure for the boys along with his posse take care of business. So
someone, it was kind of funny if you kept up, folks, with Pisgah basketball. Rory McClure, who's an extremely talented young point guard for Pisgah and the highest point getter on the team and also one of the leading scorers in Western Carolina, had an older brother, a very similar style player, and someone asked me just last week, hey, who's the best, Rory McClure or his older brother RJ? Or his older brother RJ, and my answer was yes.
Yes. I mean, how do you pick?
They were both from the McClure household, and both of these guys just extremely talented guards for Pisgah. And his older brother RJ doing a pretty good job in the college ranks.
Oh, on scholarship as well, talking about players who get
a little bit late because it is senior night at Fisker High School. Let's take a commercial break here from some of our fine sponsors. And we will return to the Bear Den. This is Fisker Basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
People have been talking about Fat Buddy's beef brisket barbecue. Still slow cooked and basted right. Seal in the flavor just like great-grandpa Buddy'd have it. Another thing, just as much effort goes into getting the vegetables and fixing done right as anything else. So it's all food so good it'd make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back. Terry Shim here. David Stiles, the sidekick tonight. Am I your sidekick?
I think we're both equal.
We're both sidekicks. Thank you, Tim Hodges, right at the mothership, and Bill and Linda Reck doing all the coordination with the sponsors and everything to get these games together and calling all the coaches for these visiting and road games that we broadcast for you. It takes a lot of folks to put these games together, and I know I think I can speak for David saying that it's a lot of fun. Especially on years like this when you got a couple of good winning teams. And not just winning, but I mean the teams are good. Good, solid team. Watch them day in and day out and watching them grow throughout the season. It is senior night. In the girls game, David, if for the people tuning in late, did not start their roster of seniors.
But they did get to play a lot.
The seniors did play together a lot. And let me count the seniors on the boys' team. Are there seven?
There's seven of them.
There's seven seniors. So which five of the seven seniors will probably start?
Oh, that's a good question. If I had to put money on it while we're looking at it right now, which I'm not a betting man like I've said before, I think Austin White will start. He's a senior, number two. Matthew Inman probably will start. Then I would probably say Hargrove might start. And I don't know. I think
would all memory. You know, it's hard to say.
It's hard to pick. It's hard to pick.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
We have. I think there's just seven.
There's just seven.
Woodall's a junior.
Woodall's a junior.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So seven seniors. So what? Two seniors will be on the bench.
Well, see, in years past, I was telling Terry about this earlier, but in years past, we used to have a play-in. If there was more than five seniors, you would have a play-in, and whoever the two losers were, the other ones got to start, and those two had to sit out.
And explain to the people out there basically just how the play-in worked.
Well, it was... You would pick the ones that don't start already. So in this case, I would say White and probably Hargrove. Those two are the lock-ins. Those two will start. This is my opinion. Those two will start. So what will happen is the ones that start, like Inman, Singleton, and McClure, and Burris, those four, they'll have a playoff.
Like a shootout of some kind.
Some kind of a decision, either a drill that Coach Crook likes to do, different things, but just whoever's the last two standing, those would be the two that don't
the get last the, two standing.
It's an elimination game.
Shoot the basketball,
and whoever gets the rebound, they have to shoot it from where they've just caught it from. And so, once you score, you're out. And so that means you won. Like you won, you're out. So you're good to go. So whoever's left in. They still have to keep playing. And so you want to score first, so you're out, so you don't lose. And so I'm thinking the last two that were in on this shootout, probably the two that are not going to start.
But when you said the last man standing, I'm thinking, boy, this must be a tough shootout.
I mean,
what's Coach Casey trying to do with these guys?
They can get competitive at practice. And Coach Cook likes to have a good time. I remember when I played for him on JV, even on varsity, the practice before every game, we always played two or three games. Like, we would always play horse, one-letter horse, for a little while until we had a winner. And we would play knockout after every practice before we had a game, like the night before our game, we would play knockout and we'd play horse for about 30 minutes after every practice. It was just customary. It was just something he liked to do. And Coach Crook, he has a very fiery personality. He's really apt to go out there and get his players ready to go. Never quit attitude. He believes in hard work. He believes in hustle, but still at the same time, he likes to have fun.
You know, something we should do sometime before the end of the season, or at least by tournament time, is find out Coach Crook's win-loss records. Because since he took the helm here, it's been pretty darn good. Probably like a 60-40.
I would say
maybe
so,
even more.
We were very successful. I played three of my 4 years at Pisgah for him. He was my JV coach. And then I played 1 year under Coach Johnson, and then Coach Johnson returned to Wilkes County for family issues, and Coach Crook took over. And so I've played the majority of my basketball games in high school for Coach Crook.
So you played was the senior year the first year?
Senior year was the first year he was head coach.
Okay.
And we went to the playoffs that year, and we went to the second round and played West Caldwell, and we lost. And this was after the year we had went to state and lost to West Bladen. So a lot of people counted us out that year. A lot of people said that we wouldn't be as good because we lost double digits of Zach Hollifield, Jared Conard, and Austin Moore. But we came out with a vengeance to go after the naysayers. And I thought we did well.
After your graduation, there was still, you know, we've had a couple of banner years.
Yeah.
And this season is phenomenal.
Season is
so
good too.
His win-loss record, we got to look that up. Let's pause for a break. We're about ready to announce the starting lineups here to see who the seniors are. Stay with us, folks. Pisgah Bear Basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton. Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Just about ready for the tip-off, but we do have to announce the starting lineups. And the first one that comes off the bench, number 44, Kristen. And he is a junior. Senior, number 34, Hunter Donaldson. A junior, number 40, Aaron Pryor. Logan Youngblood, number 33. Christian Carmine, number 41. And who did I mentioned Kristen already. Who else?
44, got a mystery man. This seems to happen to us when we play North Harrison. We had a mystery man. I think number 44. And it looks like the starting lineups for Pisgah are going to be called out.
And looks like Roy McClure will get the start for the Black Bears. And he's a senior tonight, so look for him to have a good game. And looks like another guard. Number three, Matthew Emmon, also starting for Pisgah. And the PA announcer really hyping it up for the Black Bears. And looks like another number two, Austin White. And Tyler Singleton, as Chuck Friedman says, from the shadows of Cold Mountain. Tyler Singleton, number 10, also nicknamed Bam. And looks like the final starter for Pisgah, number 34, Will Hargrove. And this senior group is jacked up and ready to go.
And we sent a runner down to the score table, and it looks like Christian Bryant was the mystery man, number 44. So now we know.
And tip-off getting commenced now after a long introduction there by Chuck Kubernetes on the PA. And here's the tip-off. And it's controlled by McClure. McClure, quick pass over to Hargrove. Hargrove dribbling to the right, hand off to Inman. Inman dribbles in, picks up his dribble. Outside pass to Singleton. Now over to Wyke. Wyke looking inside. Dribbles to his left, hand off to McClure. McClure gets in the paint. Hargrove pulls up for a three, and it rattles in for Will Hargrove. First points tonight for the senior. For a three. Ball comes down for North Henderson. Controlled by Donaldson. Donaldson on the outside. Passes it up to number 40, Fire. Fire now over to 33, Youngblood. Youngblood back to Donaldson. Donaldson pumped a three, shot no good. Rebounded by Singleton. Singleton ahead to Inman with the oop, and Singleton putting it in on the side. Good little touch pass right there, and Skip Taylor's going to call a timeout already as a good pass there from Roy McClure to Matthew Inman for the oop. And as a catch and shoot, Inman went high in the air, and I thought he was going to be too far under, but he let it go. And it like you use the word rattle, but it ricocheted inside the cylinder a little bit. Fell down through, and a timeout already. Tonight's game brought to you by Burger King of Canton. Also, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Bojangles.
And if you cannot... electric right now.
I tell you, Hargrove
hitting a three.
He's definitely a crowd favorite. Crowd went crazy when Hargrove hit that three-pointer.
And Hargrove, motioning to the student section, said, come on, guys, keep it up now. As it's in, and Youngblood with the basketball passes it up now over to Bryant. Bryant looks inside over to Donaldson, who pumps a three, and it goes in for North Henderson. 5-3 game now. As Roy McClure comes across half court, stops in the middle of traffic, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, but almost stolen away, and it's picked up by Bryant. Bryant coming down on the side. Excuse me, not Bryant, but actually Carmine coming down on that right side, and it looks like a foul is going to be called on Tyler Singleton.
Singleton going for the block and got a little bit of body involved there. So that was the first whistle of the game.
Carmine shot is up and good. And it looks like Mamorelli and Burris both checking in for Wyke and Hargrove. But Hargrove drains a three at the beginning of the game to open it up for the Black Bears.
And the crowd went crazy. I love it.
Shot up and good by Carmine. 5-5 game now. 6:39. Left to play in the first as McClure comes across half court. Passes it up to Inman. Inman drives in, and it's blocked away out of bounds.
By Pryor.
couldn't catch the jersey number there. Black on black. It's hard to see the numbers a little bit.
What rocket scientist figured out to do black on black?
Almost picked off, but Burris controls the basketball. Passes up to McClure. McClure dribbles in. Looks like a foul is going to be called as McClure got a little loose there on that left side. They tripped him up, and that'll be on Bryant.
I don't know if it was 34 or 44. Let me see.
34. Excuse me. That's Donaldson.
34. That'll be Donaldson then. And the referee comes. I don't know.
I think they're going to put some time back on the clock.
Early substitution. Cornatzer in the lineup for North Henderson.
And it looks like a foul is going to be called. And that's going to be on Carvey. So some substitutions. As Bryant comes back in.
Well, that didn't last long. He must have had a contact or a shoe loose or something. Must have been an equipment thing.
McCoy now dribbling in the middle of the paint. Puts up a shot, no good. But he's fouled. As McCoy with a good-looking thing there for the Black Bears here. Still a 5-5 game, 6:20 left to play.
He usually tosses up those shots. He floats through the lane and puts up one, you know, from 5-6 feet out. He rarely goes really to the hoop. His fingertips were inches away from the goal that time, trying to lay it in.
And a rare miss here by Roy McClure on the foul shot. Second one is up, and this time it's nothing but net. As Pisgah now with a one-point lead, as Bryant brings it up for North Henderson. Passing it over to Donaldson. Donaldson pulls another three, and it rattles in. And Donaldson is a sharpshooter for this night team. Singleton with the basketball now. Dribbles in the middle of the paint. Goes up in traffic and banks it in on the right side. Strong move there by the senior, Tyler Singleton.
That was a strong shot by the big guy.
And almost ripped away. Pisgah in a 3-2 defense like they have been playing for the past couple of games. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Roy McClure. McClure coming ahead, Euro step from him, and lays it in on the left side. Beautiful move there by the senior point guard. And Inman trying to steal the ball away, and he's going to pick up a foul.
Well, he just about got the steal, and he did commit the foul.
And Anderson now checking in for Inman.
Jesse Anderson, a sophomore.
Into Donaldson. Donaldson goes up. Shot no good. Rebound by Anderson. Anderson bringing the ball up now for the Bears. Over to Mamorelli, who pulls. No good. Rebound picked up by Mamorelli. Good job following his shot. As he's now at the top of the key looking for someone to pass to. He gets it over to Anderson. Anderson looking inside. Burris trying to post his man up. Anderson dribbles in inside to Mamorelli. Little pump fake, and he puts it up and in on the right side. Good patient move there by Nick Mamorelli.
I think he's got to share those points with Jesse Anderson. That was a great pass.
Over to Carmine, who pulls up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Burris. And he transitions it out to McClure. McClure calls for a carry. And very rare do we see that. Called
yeah,
right before. He had it. I thought that was like a good hesitation move, but apparently he got underneath the basketball.
12-8, Pisgah with a 4-point lead. They've led all the way so far, 4-46 in the first period.
Donaldson with the basketball now, passing it up to Roberts. Roberts pulls from the corner, shot no good, rebounded by Burris. And Coulter Burris already with a couple of rebounds since he came in at the 6 mark. Mamorelli pulls for 3, shot no good. Rebound fought for by Tatham and Bryant, but Bryant comes up with it. Bryant down the court, stops outside to Donaldson. Donaldson pulls up for 3, shot no good, rebounded by McClure. McClure, the pass ahead to Anderson. Anderson puts it up and in on the right side. McClure, and another quick timeout called by Skip Taylor.
We'll take a 30-second break here, too, David. It's 4:08 to left in the first period, 14-8. This is Pisgah Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
And play commences now as North Anderson comes across half court. And Pisgah still in this 3-2 zone. They've been playing it the past couple of games, and it's really paid off for them. And now Youngblood passes up to Roberts, who pulls up from the short corner and drains it. And Pisgah up by 4, 14-10, 3:49 left to play. As McCord passing over to Mamorelli, who pulls up for a 3, shot no good, rebounded by Tatham. Tatham inside pass to Mamorelli, and it goes right through his hands. Picked up by number 30, that is Haney, or excuse me, number 33, Youngblood. And a pass sails out of bounds from North Henderson. So it'll be a North Henderson turnover. And Pisgah will get the basketball back as McCord comes across half court, passing over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli looking inside. Now passing over to Anderson. Anderson looking over to Tatham. Tatham being very patient. Dribbles in, pass outside to Mamorelli. Mamorelli, a little shot fake. Up and under move by Nick Mamorelli, and he puts it in. And 16-10 now, Pisgah lead with about 3 minutes left to play here in the first. Pass now over to number 40, that is Pryor. Inside pass to Donaldson, now to Roberts. Puts it up and in on the left side. So, teams trading baskets now as McCord comes across half court. 2:50 left to play. McCord passes it up to Mamorelli. Mamorelli looking inside. Inside to Tatham. Tatham squares up, little hesitation move. And looks like he drew a foul on the floor. So good strong move there by the freshman, Thomas Tatham.
Should be a couple of free throws coming. Or was he fouled before the shot attempt?
I think they called it on the floor. And Mamorelli checking out as Inman checks back in. And they're going to set up a inbounds play. They get it into Burris. And looks like a foul is going to be called on number 35, that is Caldwell. He just checked into the basketball game, and if I remember correctly, he had a good game down at North Henderson.
Well, those numbers are so hard to read. Black jerseys with gray numerals, very hard.
Burris, shot, no good, rebounded by Youngblood. Ball kicks around and finally knocked out of bounds by Kornhasser. And it'll stay Pisgah basketball.
Inman knocked it into him, it looks like. So good heads-up play there by Matthew Inman.
And Burris now with the basketball. Throws the shot up, and he's fouled on the play. It looks like that foul is going to be on Youngblood. And Colter Burris will go to the line to shoot a pair of foul shots. Pisgah still leading by 4, 16-12. Shot up and good by the senior.
From here on out, Pisgah will be in the bonus free throw shooting, and we got a lot of basketball that's left to play here in the half. We're only in the first period, 2:31 to play. 5-point lead could be 6. Burris can sink it.
Nope. Burris' shot, no good. Rebounded by Carmine. Carmine gets it ahead to Kornhasser. Kornhasser dribbling to his left. Passes it over to number 35, Caldwell. Caldwell with the basketball, back to Kornhasser. Kornhasser to the right now. Really around the perimeter is this North Henderson defense. Having a hard time against this zone. Pisgah in a man-to-man now. And the ball is lost out of bounds by Kornhasser. And here comes Pisgah. McCord across half court. Stops, pulls up for a tray. Deep three by Roy McCord. And it's good. And Pisgah's lead now extends to 8 with about 2 minutes left to play. And Caldwell now tries to throw it inside. And Burris picks up the loose ball. Brings it across half court. Hands it over to McCord. He pumps another 3. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Burris comes up with it. Burris now passing over to Anderson. Anderson steps up for a 3. His shot is up and good, but his foot is on the line for a 2.
Good call. His toe was right on the black stripe.
Anderson called for a two. 22-12 now. 10-point lead for the Black Bears. Caldwell the basketball gets it inside to Carmine. Trying to play a little two-man game there. Ball batted away, but picked up by Kornesser. And then blocked by Tatham, but they're going to call a foul. And Tatham just kind of, whatever.
You know, the block was clean. He must have got him with a body because the block was clean as a whistle.
And Tatham not really arguing the call in either way. Just kind of, and Thomas Tatham, you never really see him get too excited. Very patient freshman. He doesn't really get rattled.
McKinley Brown checking in the lineup. Who left? It must have been Burris.
It was, yeah. Shot up by Kornesser. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. And Brown comes up with the basketball. And he gets it into McClure. McClure coming across half court. Very speedy. He goes up in the middle of traffic. Shot no good. And now corner rebounded by Brown. And Brown picks it up. And now over to Anderson. Good job by Brown to get out of traffic. Anderson now with the basketball. Listening to Coach Crook saying, let's hold this one for the last shot. Only 47 seconds left to play. As they get it over to Inman. Inman at that high backcourt there, almost at half court. Now Anderson with the basketball on top of the Pisgah P. Back to McClure, almost on top of the Den logo. Back to Anderson, 30 seconds left. Anderson dribbling, hands it off to McClure, Inman. Inman now dribbling to his left, stops, and looks like a walk is going to be called on Matthew Inman.
Well, that's one case when saving for the final shot didn't quite pan out the way it was planned. 20 seconds on the clock, and the Knights take over.
Pisgah still leading by 10, 22-12. As Carmine looking inside. I think they'd have to go to Donaldson here if they wanted to get a last shot. Caldwell has it back to Carmine. Carmine's shot is up and good. 7 seconds left. That's plenty of time for Rory McClure. And Kornesser almost tackling McClure as the ball is inbounded. So McClure will go to the line for a 1-1 with about 4.5 seconds left play here in the first period.
This foul situation is going to hurt North Henderson for sure coming up in the second period, which is just 4 seconds away. Because Pisgah will be shooting the bonus and maybe even later the double bonus all through the second period. So first free throw by McClure is good.
Second free throw is also good by McClure. And Pisgah now looks like they're going to go to the zone trapping press to kind of ice the clock. And Donaldson just heaves one from three-quarters court, and it's no good. And that's the end of the first period. 24-15. We'll take a quick break. This is WPTL 9:20 a.m. And this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest Ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
Welcome back to WPTL 9:20 a.m. We are live here from Pisgah High School as the boys commence in the second period of play here. And North Henderson with the basketball. Number 33, Youngblood at the top of the key. They get it inside to Carmine. Carmine up and good. Pisgah now with the basketball. Mamarelli on that right wing. Passes over to Anderson. Anderson looking inside. It's Tyler Singleton almost cutting back door. But now Anderson handing it off to McCorr. McCorr, no-look pass. Down low to Burris. Burris waiting. Shot up. No good. Burris fighting for control of the basketball. Passes it back into Mamorelli. Goes up on the left side. Shot no good. Burris with the ball. Again, shot no good. Rebounded by Burris. Saves it inbounds to Singleton. Beautifully done by Burris. Behind the back pass to Singleton. Falling out of bounds. Burris now receives the basketball on that left side, and finally a foul is called as Burris tries to go up on the left. And
good pass by Anderson. He knew exactly how high Burris could jump. I mean, you know these guys. Yeah. Practiced all season long. He knew exactly where to put it. Laid it right up for Burris to grab.
And Pisgah there with a lot of second opportunities right there. And finally Burris making it pay off as he hits a foul shot. What did we say, like five rebounds in a row there for Pisgah?
Yeah. 1, 2, 4, or 5. Both free throws are good for Burris, and he's got 3 points tonight, all from the free throw line.
Now it's over to Fryer. Fryer passing it up to Carmine. Carmine passing inside to Bryant. By Roberts, inside to Carmine on the left side. Shot is good. And McCorr now with the basketball coming across the halfway mark. Looks like they're going to set up their offense again. And Singleton cuts through the middle, spins in the paint, shot up. No good. Rebounded by Singleton. Blocked away by Pryor. As the ball is handed off to Bryant, now over to Roberts. Roberts thought about a three, but now decides to drive. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Singleton. Singleton gets it away to McCorr. McCorr, hesitation move, pulls up in the middle of the paint and drains a 9-foot jumper. And here comes North Henderson streaking down the court. Pass inside to Carmine, back outside to Roberts. Roberts, a little hesitation move, inside pass to Carmine. Carmine's shot is up, no good, rebounded by Burris. Burris passing it up to Anderson. Over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli on that right wing, looking for someone to pass to on the inside. Burris has his man sealed. They pass it inside to him. Burris stops in traffic, shot up, and good. And the foul is called. So Coker Burris playing very well right now, getting a lot of rebounds and making North Henderson foul him while he's on the inside. Like we were saying earlier, North Henderson really in foul trouble. 9 fouls already here in this matchup, and there's still 5:45 left to play here in the second period.
Pisgah lead will probably grow here. Nope, misses the free throw. 30-19.
Bryant with the basketball. Let's set something up. Passing it into Carmine. Now quick pass into Youngblood. Shot blocked and off the foot of Mamorelli as he tried to keep it in bounds.
Good effort on the Pisgah defense. 5.5 minutes to play now.
Bryant looking to inbound. They throw it up and pass is tipped away. McCorr streaking down the court. And easy lay-in for Rory McCorr. And they pass it quickly into Bryant. Bryant coming down the court. This North Henderson team really liking to run. And shot is up. A foul is going to be called. That's going to be on Nick Mamorelli. The referee saying he got him on the side of the head. Bonked him on the noggin there.
A little rugby move there by Mamorelli.
I think that's a good foul. North Henderson in very fast transition. Fouled and didn't hit the shot, so make him earn those from the line. And Youngblood missing the first of his two opportunities. Second one on the way. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Burris. Burris looking for the outlet, and it is there with McClure quickly over to Anderson. Anderson looking inside. And looks like a travel is going to be called on Jesse Anderson in the paint. And he might have took one too many steps.
I think he did step, but I think he was pushed is the reason he took the step. So I didn't know whether the whistle was going to be on the push or the steps. And it was not the push. 32-19, let me do the math. That is a 13-point Pisgah lead.
And Youngblood trying to pass it quickly over to Bryant. Throws it right into the North Henderson cheerleaders. Into Anderson. Anderson unguarded. Pulls up for three. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Youngblood. And he hands it off to Bryant. North Henderson coming down now. Passes over to number 22. That is Justice. in the ball game. Now he passes up to Youngblood. Youngblood with a pass down to Donaldson. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by Singleton. Anderson with the basketball now. Anderson dribbling down. Pass over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli pulls from the corner. Shot no good. Justice with the rebound. And Justice really streaking down the court. Stops, sets up the offense, though. And ball taken away by Mamorelli. And Mamorelli looking for someone to pass to, and Justice picks up a foul. And he was really pestering Mamorelli.
I think he was frustrated because he lost the ball there. And McClure is asking to come out to see if somebody comes in for him.
Inman is active on the bench.
Which I thought I saw him put the hand in the air like he needed a rest.
Might have just been giving Jesse Anderson a high five.
Yeah, we'll see. Mamorelli shooting the free throw, and it's no good.
And it looks like Inman, you are correct, Inman comes in for McClure. Usually takes his break here in the second period.
Good time to come out. Big lead. And you lose some scoring punch with Inman, but you know, not really ball handling. Matthew Inman does an excellent job at the point.
And Dalton Scott also checking in. So good ball handler for the Black Bears in on this squad. And so three guards over two. Normal set. Anderson, Inman, Scott, Burris, and Singleton. Shot no good. Rebounded by Singleton. They get it away to Anderson. Anderson coming down the court. Stops out to Inman. Inman drives in. Pump fakes back outside to Anderson. Anderson pulls up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Donaldson. Donaldson coming down the court now. He can really shoot the three. And a little runner in the lane. A little two-hand scoop shot, and it's good by Donaldson. And Scott picks up his first foul of the evening. And Burris checks out as Tatham re-enters. And Tatham's been playing well as of late. Very patient, smart defender as well as offensive player in this young freshman. And Donaldson completes the three-point play. Pisgah still up by 11, though. 33-22, 5:53 left to play. As Anderson now passing up to Inman. Inman looking inside. He gets it in to Singleton. Singleton stops over to Tatham. Tatham pulls. Shot no good. As Roberts comes up with the rebound, and that one just rattled in and out. And Bryant loses the ball but gains control. Donaldson with a three. Shot no good. Rebound Anderson. Anderson coming down the court now. Stops over to Singleton. Singleton eyeing his defender. Pass back outside to Anderson. Over to Scott. Scott pulls for three. Shot a little short. And Roberts picks up the ball, and he quickly passes it out to Bryant. Now to Justice. Justice, little scoop shot underneath. And Donaldson picks it up and goes up on the left side and draws a foul.
Foul on Dalton Scott.
His second.
Yeah, there's another example of a good block, but you can't come down with the body and bump that shooter. But the block was good and clean. Donaldson has 10 points now.
Wow. Very quiet 10 points.
And he is keeping this North Henderson team within striking range, you might say. Although Pisgah has a 10-point lead, 33-23.
Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Tatham. McClure back in for the Black Bears. Matthew Inman streaking down. A little pump fake on the right side. And that was a good pass from Roy McClure to Matthew Inman.
But Inman really smart letting those defenders fly by before he put the shot up.
Ball tipped. Anderson picks it up as Singleton tipped it. Anderson little scoop shot up, no good. Rebounded by Donaldson. Donaldson coming down the court. And Matthew Inman, excuse me, Jesse Anderson pokes it away from the outside. And Donaldson tipped it out of bounds and not happy with that call, as it'll stay Pisgah basketball. He thought McClure touched it last.
Now, I think Rory did touch it last, but it's probably okay that Pisgah gets it, but I think McClure did touch it last.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to call a set play right here. As they get it inside to Burris. Burris on Donaldson. Good defense there by Donaldson as Burris passes it back out. Tatham with the ball. Down back to Anderson. Anderson, a little runner in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. Fought for and controlled by Tatham. McCord pulls up for three. Tatham with another rebound. Back outside to Mamorelli. Tatham really hustling on this offensive side. Inside to Burris. Burris posts his man up. McCord in. Shot blocked. Burris with the rebound. Goes up on the left side. Puts it up and in. And draws the foul.
That's just a good, savvy, strong move by Colter Burris there. Made the shot, by the way.
And good shot selection there by Pisgah, just none of the shots falling. And Thomas Tatham all over the place for Pisgah on the offensive boards. Burris' shot is up and good as he completes the old-fashioned three-point play. And here comes North Anderson. Pass. Intended for a corner answer, but knocked out of bounds by Roy McClure. And you really forget that Roy McClure is a good defender, but he really gets his hands in a lot of passing lanes. Shot attempted by Donaldson and no good. Picked up by Anderson. Anderson coming down the court, a little hesitation, move over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli with a pump fake. Inside pass to Burris. And before Burris can get it off, he walked with it. And I think that's a good call. He kind of tried to sidestep a defender right there and shuffled his feet a little bit.
Well, he missed a shot anyway. Minute 44 to play in the first half.
Behind the basketball. Behind the back. Pass over to Donaldson. Donaldson squares up. Shot blocked by Mamorelli as Burris picks it up. And Alec passed to McCord. McCord comes across half court. Little hesitation move. In the middle of the paint, and he has fouled hard there. I think that is by Pryor.
Right across the face and the chest. I mean, he was just
clothesline. I think you could have picked either one. Caldwell and Pryor kind of double-teamed before there as he went up in the middle of the paint. And another rare miss by Roy McClure.
Well, I can't blame him for missing that one. He got up a little slow. He hit the floor pretty hard. McKinley Brown back in the lineup.
Second one is good for McClure, and McClure holding his shoulder a little bit, but I think he'll be all right. And rubbing it off, probably hit the ground off again. He got really hacked on that last possession.
39-23, big
ball
lead.
Stripped away by Anderson as he picked the pass off. Mamorelli with the basketball now comes across half court. He's going to want to set up their offense. Inside pass to Brown. Brown tried to do a little give and go there with Mamorelli, and Anderson picks up a foul as he tried to step into the passing lane. From Caldwell to Cornhaser.
You know, I know Anderson just committed a foul, and he has missed, I think, those last three shots, but he has played one whale of the first half.
Played very hard.
He stole the ball. He's had numerous rebounds, and I've lost track of his assists. I think there's been three or four. He's played really phenomenal basketball. And look, he's got 4 points, too.
Cornhaser's shot is up, no good. Singleton trying for the rebound, and I think he might have been pushed in the back a little bit. But to no avail, it goes out of bounds, and it'll be night basketball.
Less than a minute to play in the first half.
Ball in, pass tipped away by Anderson, picked up by McClure. Quick pass over to Anderson. Little give and go there from McClure to Anderson, and McClure with a almost full court pass to Anderson, streaking down that right side. Beautifully done by Roy McClure. 42 seconds left to play. 41-23 is the Pisgah lead. Bryant at about half court. And they're going to try for a last shot opportunity. Pass tip picked up by Bryant as he goes up in the middle of the paint. 29 seconds left. As Singleton inbounds to McClure. And they'll probably hold for the last shot here. McClure the basketball. Almost at half court. Picks it up, now over to Anderson. Anderson drives in, outside pass to Singleton. Singleton passes it back out to McClure. McClure, not really aware that the ball was coming to him, but now is. Picks it up and in, with about 1 second left. Picked off by Anderson, but the shot will not count. And Pisgah leads at the end of the half, 43-25. We'll take a quick break and be right back with some statistics as we crunch the numbers really quick. And this is WPTL 920 AM, And you're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Bojangles presents It's Bowtime, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bowtime instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, it's Bowtime.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
At halftime of boys varsity play, Terry Shin and David Stiles standing by with some stats here. Pisgah with a sizable lead at halftime, 43-25, not having a lot of time with these Knights from Hendersonville, but a lot of it's come from just outstanding shooting by Rory McClure and just all-around good defense by every Bear that's been on the floor.
They played very well this first half of basketball. A lot of players almost playing horizontally. A lot of hands in passing lanes. Had a lot of pickoffs from this North Henderson offense. Yeah, but North Henderson playing well as well. They're still in this ball game. Only down by,
They're down by 18. They got a lot of room to make up. And with a team like Pisgah with a home crowd, that's going to be hard to make up in the second half. As you know, except for a game or two, Pisgah has been an outstanding second half ball club. In the earlier games, you know, they start with the JV games at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The girl JV won 67-10. The boy JV's won 65-42. Sugar Bears in the varsity game won 55-37. So actually big, sizable margins on these first three games.
Yeah, especially on that JV game.
Oh, yeah.
7-10.
Woo!
I was here for that one. And the JV girls, this group of JV girls, are so talented. They have lots of players. There's a lot of bench there, too, for this JV girls team. They play every one of their players. Everyone gets about equal playing time. There's no real front runner for who I would just be like, that's the best player on that team.
The JV teams don't really get any recognition, though, in the press. You know, nobody really follows the JV team. So you'll never hear, well, probably not ever hear, that the girl JV team, Pisgah, is doing so well. But they're having an outstanding couple of seasons. You know, winning streak going into last year.
Up in the 50s. Like I was saying, this team is poised to be good. It's going to feed right into the Sugar Bear Basketball Varsity Club for Pisgah. So exciting things happening here at Pisgah, especially on the JV level, getting ready to move into that varsity level.
We're at halftime of the boys' varsity game. Pisgah with an 18-point lead, 43-25. Next week, the final two games of the season on the road. And Tuesday down at Smoky Mountain and winding up the season a week from tonight down at Rivard. So we're going to have both of those games on the radio for you. So join us there or join us in person. Drop by and say hi. Terry Shin and David Stiles. Back in a moment with those individual stats. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTF.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
About that fat buddy's ribs barbecue. Got a thing about that going green. like Carolina chicken tender salad, or the chicken in the garden. Might try smoked turkey, beef, or turkey served on fresh garden greens. Take a trip on the Green Garden Path, the green menu. Food so good it'll make you squeal. Fat Buddies, Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back. We are here live at the Bears Den. And you're listening to WPTL 920 AM. And thank you to our internet listeners as well joining us on WPTLradio.net. Thank you, thank you. And a thank you to our sponsors as well.
We probably sound a little bit better on the internet, actually, because of the digital quality of that medium. And AM radio, and I'm not going to get technical here, but what they call bandwidth is a little limited in AM radio. And so the quality probably isn't quite as good, even if you're right here in downtown Canton. So if you've got a little tower sitting under your desk at home or a laptop laying around, crank it up. See what we sound like there, WPTLradio.net, and you'll see the little listen now button there. And there we will be.
Yeah, always for your enjoyment. Terry Shinn and David Slim.
I think we had seven players for North Henderson score in the first half.
I think seven players, and leading those seven players is Hunter Donaldson. He hit two threes at the beginning of the game. Gives him 10 points overall. Following closely behind him is the inside presence of Christian Carmine. He has eight. He's been playing very well. Following him with 4 points is Roberts. Roberts had a good game against Pisgah when we were at North Henderson. But someone who I thought would be on the board already would be Caldwell. He hit a couple of threes when we were at North Henderson. He played very well. Also, Mahagan with two and Kornatzer with one. And we've had a little trouble trying to track down Mr. Mahagan. He was new on our roster, wasn't on our roster from before. But have him on there now, Zach Mahagan.
Mahagan, okay.
On the Pisgah side, leading all scorers, Roy McClure, 15 points in the first half. Following closely behind him with eight is Coulter Burris, who's played very well on the inside, been very patient. He also has a lot of second chance opportunities. He's been getting a lot of offensive rebounds, so he has 8 points. Following closely behind him is Jesse Anderson, who has six, who you were saying he's missed a few shots, but he's been playing very well on the defensive end, getting rebounds and deflecting passes.
I mean, all around in his all around play, I think Jesse maybe played the best game of anyone there in the first half.
Yeah. Following closely behind him with three is Will Hargrove, who started off the game with that tray, and the crowd was just electric. Following that, Inman has four, Singleton with two, and Mamorelli with four, and that rounds out the Pisgah Black Bears scoring. And Pisgah leads right now 43-25 in this contest.
And it looks like Pisgah will inbound to start the third period with an 18-point lead. And the starters that started most every game this second half of the season will be starting right here. Mamorelli passes the ball in, and we are underway with the second half. And the Pisgah cheering section comes alive as Inman tries to get it. It's a little bit low, and it's taken out of
the call there by Casey Krupp.
Yeah. Coach Casey saw something he didn't like to call a timeout so quickly. We are only 20 seconds into the third quarter.
And just a little reminder, Pisgah basketball is brought to you by MedWest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, Burger King of Kent, Bojangles of Kent, Plus Linen Uniform Service, and the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde.
Neither team has really pressured full court defense here. Pisgah easily gets the ball in, takes it the length of the floor, and Mamorelli gets the pass from the floor. Trying to direct a little traffic, lobs it to Burris from the high post, comes out. Burris takes a dribble, draws a couple defenders, now gets it to Inman, to Mamorelli firing from straight outside for three. And it's good for Nick Mamorelli, gives him seven on the evening.
On the other end, driving shot on the baseline will count, and there's a Pisgah foul, I think, on Inman.
And that's on Coulter Burris.
On Burris.
And that's a first team foul for Coulter Burris. And not a lot of fouls for Pisgah. Only eight for the game compared to North Henderson, who was in the double bonus early in that second period.
Donaldson gets the free throw, so he gets the three-pointer. On the other end, three-pointer from Mamorelli is no good. And Mamorelli steals after the rebound by North Henderson. Burris is open, banker good on the left side baseline.
Good hustle play there by Nick Mamorelli, who missed the shot and then followed up on the rebound. Knocked it out of the hands of Mahagan to put it right into Burris.
Long shot, Donaldson spin, no good. Pisgah foul, though. We may have free throw shots coming up.
And Matthew Inman right now having a hard time guarding the much taller Colton Donaldson. A really height advantage Donaldson there, as Donaldson has posted him up now two out of three times.
And he's been hitting some free throws too. Hit one last time out, hits this one. Second one launched, it's good. 17 points for Hunter Donaldson. Pisgah with a lead, 48-32, 16-point lead as the ball comes in, and an up strong shot right down the center of the defense is Coulter Burris.
I think he draws a foul. I think what makes Burris so dangerous is he posts up, and it kind of looks like he's not going to go anywhere, and then all of a sudden he's off to the basket. Very deceptive player, Coulter Burris.
Maybe not fast, but quick. Or maybe both. First free throw is good by Coulter Burris. And he has 11 points, not far behind Rory McClure's 15 to lead the team. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Carmine. And we go the other way. 6:35 remaining on the clock. Donaldson puts up an air ball. I think that was partially blocked, though, down there. Points to the floor, trying to set something up. Wants a baseline drive, takes it, but he's outnumbered. Spin shoots from the opposite side, and there's the rebound put back by Nick Mamorelli.
And Mamorelli really playing well tonight. 9 points from him. And here comes Inman with a steal.
Inman with a steal, lays it up, nobody around it. Oh, and he misses the easy one. Nobody was on him, and it's rebounded by North Henderson. From outside, it is Donaldson with a miss. And wide open is Inman on the other end. He lays it up, and this time he makes it.
And Pisgah now, 53-32, is the lead with about 5:50 left to play. McClure went for a steal, but didn't get it.
Shot is another air ball put up, and a rebound by Burris to McClure, 5:41 on the clock. Pisgah on the run, bouncing to Inman underneath. Good. Did you see Roy McClure put English on that pass so it would spin right into Inman's hands? Inman scores. There's timeout on the floor. We will also take a break. Back in a moment. Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back. We're here live at Pisgah. The Black Bears up 55-32 with about 5:35 left to play here in the third period. And Rory McClure with an absolutely beautiful pass to Matthew Inman. Down the middle of that lane, drew the defenders to him, saw Inman, looked away, put the proper English on it, almost like we were playing billiards.
A little blindside, and then he had to put that English on it to bounce it around another defender. It was just an
absolutely beautiful, breathtaking, still and all.
It's too bad this was radio and not TV for that one. Here come the Knights, getting the ball in play. And underneath is up. Is that Carmine?
Carmine.
Yes. He finds himself open for a reverse underneath.
10 points for Carmine tonight.
Jesse Anderson's back in the Pisgah lineup. Ball goes to Inman on the floor. Kicked by somebody. Picked back up by 44. What was that guy's name?
Mahagan.
Mahagan scores on the other end in transition. He's got 4 points.
puts up a little one-handed floater as I look up from the score sheet, and the floor has 17. 57-36, a 21-point lead. Mahagan, ball gets away from him, picked back up. Here's Jesse Anderson. He's loose. He's got speed, and the layup shot good.
Kyle was in pursuit, but he just couldn't get to him in time, and Anderson puts it up and in, gives him 8 on the evening.
I'll tell you, Anderson is faster than he looks. He's got that slender build, and you think, okay, he's kind of tall. He's not very fast, but just try to catch up with him sometime. Block down there by Bush, but it's picked back up by North Henderson. Ball out of play. Carmine touched it last, and Pisgah will get the basketball.
And Pryor, just in utter disbelief, he thought a foul was going to be called as he hit the wood hard. And to no avail, he didn't get a call there. 59-36 is the Pisgah lead.
23 points. That may be the largest Pisgah lead. Inman receives a pass in the front court, takes a baseline drive, and he will walk before he gets the shot launched. And the steps will give it to the Knights. 4:03 remaining in the third period. This is a pretty high-scoring game.
Yeah, it had the potential to be a good-looking play. Just couldn't get rid of those two defenders and just drug his pivot foot.
Mahagan will bring it across the midline, right in the big red Pisgah P, the in middle of the court. Ball down low to Carmine. Back up, bobbled a little bit. Now picked back up by Mahagan. Over and shot up by Donaldson is good.
And when Donaldson can stroke, he can really hit those three-pointers. And that one was from deep, deep range.
When he's on, McClure takes a shot, partially blocked, but almost to win in anyway. But picked back up by North Henderson. The other end, driving shot by Carmine is good, and a Pisgah foul, I think.
And Inman, I don't really think he was trying to foul him there. I think more he was just trying to get out of the way as Carmine went up and put it in on top of him and almost kneed in Anderson in the head.
And Jesse Anderson is credited with the foul. 2 on Jesse Anderson.
So Anderson just trying to get out of the way. Just Carmine a little bit bigger than Anderson.
Well, a whole lot bigger than Anderson. Misses the free throw, and there is Tatham. The rebound sweep.
Tatham with no points, and I've been playing very well. And here's Dalton Scott for a 3.
First points for Dalton Scott, who's played some good ball, but only his first score, and it's a 3. 62-41. Pisgah lead. Third quarter action here. 3 minutes remain, and the ball's bounced down low. Inside, Roberts, who's in there, puts a shot up, and he's fouled. Shot's no good.
And looks like that's going to be on McKinley Brown, his first infraction of the evening. And McKinley, he's played very well as well. He has no points. Man, it's defensively, and he's got some defensive boards.
Michael Roberts, a senior, gets the first free throw. Roberts played a pretty good first half. Not a lot of minutes here in the third period. 3:03 on the clock. Both free throws are good by Roberts.
And a pass over now to Scott. He tries to keep it in bounds. And Mahagan runs right over top of Roy McCoy.
Charging is the call, and Pisgah gets the ball. Second foul on Mahagan. And Scott will do the inbounding chores, and it's back to McClure in the backcourt. Just under 3 minutes to play in the third period as Anderson is open from three-point range, but he takes a dribble with the left hand into a pack of jerseys. Now a three-point is up. No good by Scott. And the rebound, North Henderson, and a whistle stops the action.
And I really like that shot by Scott. It looked good. He got the pass from Anderson and dribbled into the penetration. He was kicking it back out. Scott really stepped into that one. I thought that one was going to be a for sure bucket. Still, good shot selection there by the junior.
4 fouls on Mahagan.
That's Carmine.
Carmine?
41.
Yeah.
And then they change it and say that that's on Roberts. So a little confusion here by the scorer's table.
Well, Pisgah with the inbound, Jesse Anderson. McClure is open from 3. It's good. Well, you can bank on those tonight. 20 points for McClure. He's averaging about 25, 26
2.5 minutes to play in the third period. 65-43 as the Knights back on the attack. Kornatzer controlling the ball from the point. With the right hand, scoops a shot down, a pass down low in the right wing. McClure going for a steal. Kornatzer still has it. Now McClure knocks the ball out of play, and McClure, good defense there. They tried to get the ball down to, that's Donaldson.
And some substitutions now for the Black Bears. It looks like it'll be that starting five coming back in for Pisgah. And I'm thinking if Pisgah keeps extending the lead, this might be the last hurrah for them tonight as a unit together.
Ball comes into Donaldson, who can really hit the three. Rebounded by Singleton, who's clubbed in the back of the head. No whistle. McClure's tripped. He goes down and will shoot some free throws. Like, nope, it's only 14 fouls.
Foul. McClure, very dangerous when he has the basketball in his hands. You think shooting, but he can really handle the basketball. He almost split those two defenders if he had not tripped.
Might have turned it into a shot. Ball comes in to McClure. Now Mamorelli. Inman, who can dribble well, but back to Mamorelli it goes. Looking for McClure, finds him. Roy looks at a three. He's double-teamed, takes a baseline. A reverse scooper is good, and it'll count, and he will go to the free-throw line.
Very deceptive move right there from number 13. He got it on that baseline. He hesitated like he was going to pass it up. Drove right into the heart of that night defense and put it up and in on the other side.
Hey, it's hard to guard somebody that has that many tools in a box, you know. And McClure has a chance for a three-point play if he makes the free throw as Austin Wyke, another senior, comes back in the Pisgah lineup on senior night.
Shot up by McClure, no good. Rebounded by Donaldson.
Donaldson will keep it with the right hand across the timeline. Inman knocks the ball free for a moment, but it comes back, and McClure is called for the block, not getting out of the way of Donaldson as he tries to dribble by.
And that's just McClure's first personal foul, so he's not really in any foul trouble. And Pisgah not really in any trouble at all right now. 67-43 is the lead. Pisgah put up a lot of points tonight. It's only the third quarter.
Shot by Donaldson is a real air ball, and Inman with the stand up. ...29 in the third. Mamorelli's open from three, launches good. And Nick Mamorelli, his shooting has really progressed over the course of this season. He didn't take that many shots at the beginning, but he's really opened up and started to shoot the ball more. Donaldson is double-teamed, so Kornatzer's back outside. And there's going to be a three-second call on Youngblood.
Yeah.
He posted up right beside of the lane. Had he just moved 6 inches, he wouldn't have been in there. But he had 1 foot inside, and the ref caught it. The violation will give it to Pisgah with a couple more substitutions. Who do we have in there now?
Looks like...
Did Anderson come back? Burris came back.
Burris came back in. McClure took a seat as well.
Mamorelli with the screen, and there's going to be a foul on.
Nick Mamorelli looks like he... moving screen violation there on the Black Bears. And they broke 70 with that last three by Mamorelli. So,
high scoring night for Pisgah. Not so for North Henderson. It's 70-43. Kornatzer with the ball looking for somebody at the post position. He finds Pryor. That is Youngblood. Youngblood misses a shot. Anderson with a rebound. Long pass to Mamorelli. He's just about loses it. Somehow gets it back to Inman. Now White with a shot. Three-pointer up and in and out of there. And the rebound forces a whistle and a foul against North Henderson.
Love goes out to Wesley Pope again. Almost got taken out by Mamorelli as he was flying out of bounds. Our photographer down there, not our photographer, but a photographer, a fellow media person.
A fellow media. Ben Justice with a foul, and Pisgah will inbound. Comes into Inman. Inman tries to lob one to Tatham. That was a little too high, but somehow Big Tom keeps a hold of it to Wyke. Anderson puts on a big dribbling exhibition. Back to Wyke. And Anderson. And Mamorelli finds Tatham. He's in heavy traffic, but puts it up strong. No good, though. Rebound North Henderson. Outlet to Kornatzer at 11 seconds on the clock. closing out the third period here. Kornatzer looks up at 5 ticks on the clock. Shot from the perimeter, no good. Inman gives it to Mamorelli at the buzzer, just about the buzzer beater, but nope. 70-43, the final 8 minutes coming up.
He had a good look. It was a good look.
Yeah. Launch it is about the half court. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Pisgah basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bow Time instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, It's Bow Time.
Final 8 minutes, it'll be the Knights from North Henderson. With a lot of ground to make up to get back into this one. Pisgah up 70-43. And the ref having some trouble with some moisture on the court over there. The ball comes in to Mahagan. He's back in there. A little behind-the-back dribble. A little Hollywood there as he gets it over to Kornatzer. And back to him down low. And they try to lob it inside, and there's Roberts for the spinning shot. Everybody from Pisgah trying to block that shot, and there's a whistle. I'm not sure which bear got the foul. So it'll be Mamorelli, 3.
He's had a good game tonight. We might see him come out here in a minute. 12 points tonight for Mamorelli. He's got 2 trays. He's playing very well as of late.
Roberts getting both free throws. And Mr. Michael Roberts, a senior, has 8 points. 70-45 as McClure commands the ball to Burris. Burris is double-teamed. Takes it up anyway. Backboard shot, no good. Rebound to Donaldson. Long leading pass to Mahagan. Anderson cuts him off. It's back to Roberts. A little right-handed scooper. I like the look. Almost like a hook shot, and Roberts scores. Point number 9 and 10 for him, and Singleton squares away for a 3-pointer, misses it. Anderson couldn't hang on to the rebound. Good effort as the ball goes over to North Henderson. Another timeout, and another timeout for one of our sponsors. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Pisgah basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the 4 area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Donaldson with the ball and a 3-point shot makes it 70 to 50. Tell you, the guy's he's having a really good night. Pisgah back on the attack, and it's Mamorelli with a drive, a whistle before he gets the shot up.
And that's his old-fashioned give and go right there. Case Cook had that set up pretty well.
Jesse Anderson, who's having one of his better games, I think, of the season.
I think so. I think that's a safe thing to say.
He is on the free throw line to shoot the 1-plus-1. Yep. Misses the shot, rebound tapped away, but into the hands of Kornatzer. Anderson going for a steal. Mamorelli gets the steal and tries to call for a timeout and gets it before he travels.
And again, Nick Mamorelli also having a good game, playing almost horizontal right there, diving on the court.
Big Nick with a good effort. 6:42 on the clock, 20 points between these ball clubs.
And a word from our sponsors, Black Bear Basketball is sponsored Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. The single stop stores, Bojangles of Kent, Burger King of Kent, and Plus Lynn Uniform Services and the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde. Thank you, thank you, thank you, our fine, fine sponsors.
Well, the North Henderson crowd, look at these people over there. They look pretty solemn right now with three of their teams losing earlier, both JVs and the girl varsity team losing. And now it looks like the boy varsity team is in major jeopardy. So a lot of long faces over on the North Henderson side of the floor.
And
can't blame them.
They play this really well down at North Henderson. And Donaldson is having a good game tonight. I mean, he has 22 points. And he's just not really getting any help from anybody else. I mean, there's only three major scorers for North Henderson.
Mamorelli's double team, and he gets over to McClure. Spinning shot. Well, that was a rebound to Coulter Burris, who cleans up the McClure miss there. But McClure almost went in. Underneath the Roberts it goes. And now a Mamorelli takes a loose ball away, so a steal by Pisgah gives it back to him with a 22-point lead. McClure looks at a three and travels. Yep. McClure says, "No, I didn't, but yeah, I think it was. It kind of looked like
that.
Kind of looked like that from up here." Traveling calls are so subjective. It's
it all depends on which pivot foot is your pivot foot when you establish it.
Who's looking at what foot? And here is Mahagan with the ball. Inman goes for a little steal, doesn't get it. Mahagan between the leg dribble. And I think he needs to use less Hollywood and a little bit more basketball as Pisgah takes the pass away. On the other end, McClure lays it up and in. They'll count the shot, and Mr. McClure will go to the free throw line again.
And again, I keep finding more and more things to compliment Roy McClure on. And right there, I was watching as Tyler Singleton and Coulter Burris are coming down the court. And both of them, they're pretty quick guys. McClure, not really having a handle on the ball yet. A good couple steps behind him. Grabs it, and then he's already at the rim in about two dribbles. Just very speedy, athletic young man.
Misses that free throw, so he doesn't get the three-point play. Ball to the hands of, and a steal, knock away by Inman. Now to McClure, gets it over to Inman. Inman has the pass, or the shot blocked away by Mahagan. Nice block there by Mahagan. So the ball into the wall, it'll be Pisgah Bear ball under their own basket. Mamorelli to Inman, 5:32 on the clock. Big lead for Pisgah as Inman tries to get it over to Burris, and he is bumped a little bit. There's a whistle and a foul.
And Austin Weick back in the contest for Pisgah. Tried to get him a three-pointer last time he was in. And it'd be nice to see this young man score some baskets tonight.
Kornatzer,
five fouls. He's DQ'd.
Yep,
not the DQ you go to and eat, but the DQ is in. You've been disqualified.
Caldwell in the lineup had a great game against us down there, but not here tonight. And Inman's first free throw is good.
Gives Matthew Inman 9 points on the evening.
Talk about a quiet point production. That's been Matthew Inman. Didn't realize he had nine. Didn't get the 10, and the ball off into the hands of Roberts. So we go the other way. North Henderson on the run. Layup good, and that was a nice shot by Donaldson. And he's got 24 points. And so does McClure. These guys are nose-to-nose in the point-getting category. Mamorelli fakes a three, decides, nope, let me get it over to Weick. Weick doubled up one, so Anderson fires from three outside. Didn't get it, and there is Burris for the putback, and he misses that shot. Into the wall, it'll be Pisgah Bear ball.
And I know I've said this before, but Coulter Burris, when that ball is up in the air, he has the mentality of, that is my basketball, I'm going to go get it. I do not care.
And I dare you to try to take it away. The ball kicked away, and I think they say last touch spot. It must have been by Burris. I thought it was kicked by a defender. 4:58 on the clock. 20 points between these ball clubs. Pisgah in the lead, and there's Donaldson with a foul, and Mamorelli goes for the block and picks up a foul.
Four on Mamorelli tonight, but he's played very well. He currently has 12 points, which is a good night for Nick Mamorelli.
75-52 as Donaldson puts up the first one. And it's good for Hunter Donaldson. So he now goes out in front of Rory McClure for scoring tonight. Second one is no good. Burris with a rebound pull out to Anderson. Jesse with a hard pass down. Mamorelli fires from three, and it is no good. And there is Burris back into Anderson in a little bit of trouble, and he calls timeout as he's double-teamed right on the baseline.
And a beautiful save there by Colter Burris, who's diving out of bounds, throws it behind his head, and Anderson in the right place at the right time.
A 30-second break, and we'll be back. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back to Pisgah High School. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, or if you're listening on the radio, WPTLradio.net. We thank you for joining us. Pisgah right now on top, 75-53, with about 4:40 left play. And they are inbounding. The Black Bears are inbounding just to the right of their basket.
Scott on the inbound gets it to Burris, but it's knocked away from him by Carmine. So Scott will try this all over again. Let's see if he can find a Bear open. A little screen, and Anderson comes out to get the ball back to Scott. Scott with the left hand out to Singleton, who's back in the lineup. Anderson can hit a three, doesn't fire from down there. As Scott puts it up with the right hand off the glass, that was a pretty shot by Dalton Scott.
Beautifully done there by the junior guard.
Mahagan, ball into Caldwell, who's been in there for a couple of minutes. And a little alley-oop. I thought it was a shot, but it was a high pass to Youngblood, and he missed the alley-oop shot, though. And Pisgah rebounds. Here's Austin White with a baseline drive to Anderson for three now, and Jesse has not been accurate from three-point range here in the second half, and he misses that one. To Mahagan, underneath, shot up good this time by Caldwell. And Pisgah's been outscored by several baskets here in the fourth quarter. Anderson to Tyler Singleton, far away over on the left baseline. Back to Jesse Anderson outside. Puts on a little fake. Gets it down low to Dalton Scott on the opposite baseline. To Wyke outside. To Anderson, 3.5 minutes. As Scott travels before he puts the dribble down.
And Hargrove checking back in for the Black Bears as Tyler Singleton will take a seat. And Tyler Singleton played very well tonight. Only 2 points, but did a lot more than those 2 points reflect.
So quite a different lineup for Pisgah right now, as they lead by 22 points. Christian Bryant in the lineup, the crowd favorite for Pisgah. Three-point shot, no good, as Bryant gets the rebound. Outlets a pass to Wyke, who brings it across the midline. Man, it comes back to Dalton Scott. Scott to Bryant, drives, puts it up right-handed, rolls in and out of there, and the rebound to Haney, who's in there for the Black Knights. To Garrett now. Lots of new numbers and faces, and the ball out of bounds intended for Dalton, who's also a new face.
That looked like a good pass from Haney. I mean, Dalton had good position on him, just couldn't corral it in. And McKinley Brown checking in now for Dalton Scott.
Brown, one of the few players that has not scored. Like across the timeline, who's also not scored here tonight. Bounce pass to Bryant. Oh, pardon me, that's Hargrove who's in there. White with the left hand puts a little runner up, and it looked good. Wouldn't fall, though. Rebound to Haney. And Haney will turn around and bring it into front court. Runs into his own man, and it's back to Garrett. Down low in the baseline. Shot from three-point range is good by Caldwell.
And he can hit from out there. I remember he had a couple of threes last time North Henderson played Pisgah. Looked very good shooting the basketball.
White, baseline drive, shot no good by Woodall, and rebound by North Henderson at 2:05 left in the ball game. Pisgah big lead, and they're not caring about driving the score up by any means, as the whole bench has been emptied here, and a takeaway by Pisgah. Woodall to White, fires a three. It looked good from here, just hit the back of the rim and bounced straight out. Rebound North Henderson. Here come those Knights. And on the other end, it's going to be a takeaway by White. White with a steal. Brings it down. He's one-on-one. Goes up. Makes it over top of the outstretched arms of Garrett. And Austin White with his first bucket of the night, 79-58. Big Pisgah lead. Minute 21 to play. Shot from downtown. No good. From the perimeter, that was taken by Caldwell. Rebound into the hands of White right now. Gets it down low to Brown, and it's taken back. And we go the other way with a minute 7 on the clock. In transition, layup good, and there's a Pisgah foul.
And so that's going to be on White. And it's trying to block it there from behind. Just not a bad foul, not a good foul. Just kind of trying a little bit too hard, I think.
Basket was good by Garrett, who's on the free throw line. Missed a free throw, though, and the ball into the hands of Bryant. And Christian Bryant will dribble across the timeline. Quick pass right into the hands of the defender, though, Garrett. I think he tried to get it down low to Wyke. I guess it was down in the corner. But right into the hands of a defender, and we're under a minute to play now. Baseline drive, no good. An attempted block by Hargrove, not there. Ball batted away. Save. Nope. Stepping on the end line, I think. Must have been a Pisgah player. I thought number 42. Who is that? That's Dalton. But they give it to the Black Knights. Ball comes in, and a pass underneath is taken away by Pisgah. McKinley Brown comes up with a loose ball. 30 seconds on the clock as White brings the ball across the timeline. A little fake. Now a shot put up by Bryant from just about the three-point line. No good. Rebounded by Caldwell. We go the other way. Transition. And a good strip.
Christian Bryant.
By Christian Bryant.
Running the floor. Big man.
He's a big guy that's quicker than you would think to get in front to knock that ball away. So here comes Pisgah now with 14 seconds on the clock. And White, I don't even think, is going to make a move to the basket. He may just let the time run out unless the defender comes out. Who does? So White says, okay, you come up. I'll pass it over, and we're just going to let time run out. As Hargrove just bear hugs the basketball, and Pisgah wins it by 79-60. We'll be back with a final wrap-up in a moment. Stay with us. Pisgah Bear basketball coming your way on 920 WPTF.
Sometimes a big helping's of fat budgers are just more than you can handle in one sitting, so you ask for a to-go box. And then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat buddies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you, cause it's food so good it make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back. We're live here at Pisgah High School in Canton, North Carolina. Thank you for tuning in. This is WPTL 920 AM. And thank you for our internet listeners at WPTLradio.net. And Pisgah wins this one 79-60.
And the Black Bears played really well. Varsity Girls also winning 55-37. And the JV Boys winning 65-42. And the JV Girls winning 67-10. But on to the stats. Leading score, all scorers tonight, and on North Henderson's side, was Hunter Donaldson. He had 25 points. A very good night from him with two trays and a couple of three-point plays. Three trays, excuse me, and one three-point play. Following closely behind him with 12 was Christian Carmine, who made his presence known on the inside. Very well-rounded basketball player. And then Michael Roberts finished the night with 10. Following closely behind him with 5 was Bryce Caldwell, who hit a 3 and had a layup there at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. And then following behind him with 4 points is Zach Mahagan. He had 4. He did most of the ball handling for the North Henderson Knights. And then 2 points for Ryan Garrett and 1 point for Sage Hornacer, who fouled out in the fourth quarter. On the Pisgah side, leading scorers on that side was Roy McClure with 24 points. He had 2 threes and a little good from the foul line tonight. He had some good takes and some awesome passes and assists as well. Following closely behind him with 13 was Coulter Burris, who played really well on the boards and some good offensive boards, defensive boards, and some good putbacks from him, 13 points. Nick Mamorelli with 2 trays ends his night with 12. Following behind him, Matthew Emmon with a very quiet 9 points. Some good defensive skills from Matthew Emmon as well. Following behind him, Jesse Anderson, who played very well tonight there for a good stretch in the first half and really put Pisgah out to that big lead when they outscored North Henderson 27-18 there in the third period. Following closely behind Anderson with 5 points was Dalton Scott. He had a tray and 1 field goal. Following behind him with a 3 is Will Hargrove, who opened the game with that 3. And the crowd was just electrified. Following behind him with 2 apiece was Austin White and Tyler Singleton. And Tyler Singleton played very well, even though despite only scoring 2 points. And the Black Bears clean sweep tonight here at Pisgah High School.
Both JV games and the girls varsity and boys varsity games all won by Pisgah, as David mentions here. And Pisgah closes out the home season here. This was the final home game. We got 2 road games next week, and that'll end up things before we go into the conference tournament. And Tuesday night we'll be down at Smoky Mountain, big time rivalry, and I think Smoky beat us up here.
They did. But this might not be our last home game. The girls could possibly have a home game here for conference playoffs because when in conference this year, it's going to be at Brevard. But the top seed will get a home game, and then the next game will be at Brevard for the semifinals and the finals.
And probably the boys also will have an opening round game in the conference tournament at home. But this was the final regular season home game, and it was senior night. It was a good night here at Pisgah High School. But once again, big rivalry at Smoky Mountain on Tuesday, and then down at Brevard on Friday. And we'll have both of those games for you right here on 920 Radio WPTL. For David Stiles and back at the Radiator Station.
Thank you, Tim Hodges.
Thank you, Tim, for all your fine work that you do punching the buttons and make us sound as good as we sometimes do.
Yeah, this is
Terry Shin bidding everyone a pleasant good night from Pisgah High School.